Your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you. Then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Greta Thunberg, you remember her. She's a how dare you go, how dare you. She's a cretinous little dweeb with the brains of a kumquat. She always was, but we weren't allowed to say it because she wasn't 18. She was a child. You can't attack the child. Well, she's now been 18 for 3 years, so we can totally say it. She was trotted out for years as some sort of moral exemplar because she was under 18 and she mouthed nasty little platitudes about how her elders had ruined the world. We would hold you accountable. How dare you? She's treated as a political Joan of Arc. She said, how dare you? The whole world trembled at her supposed moral superiority as she called for the impoverishment of nearly all of humanity in the name of the earth becoming incrementally warmer, slightly less quickly, supposedly. In reality, Greta Thunberg was always a child-sized Trojan horse for anti-Western radicalism, socialism, deindustrialization. Well, now the mask is off, and it's pretty instructive. So yesterday, Greta Thunberg showed up at a protest in Malmo, Sweden. What exactly was being protested? The thing that was being protested was a singer for the Eurovision contest from Israel. That singer's name is Eden Golan, young woman, younger than Greta Thunberg, who was literally just singing a song in a dumb contest that they hold in Europe that's kind of like American Idol every year. And this drew thousands of people to protest, including Greta, who showed up wearing a keffiyeh, which is a symbol of solidarity with terrorism. So she showed up, and she then explained how she was standing against destruction of the environment and also the Jews. Here we go.
Basically everywhere, and once again, young people are leading the way, showing the world how we should react to this.
Young people, we're the heroes. The heroes. I want it now. I want the destruction of Western civilization now, mommy. So, of course, Greta Thunberg was there. Because this is the coalition. It's an army of losers. And it's a very large army. There is some video of what the protests look like outside, again, of Eurovision. Of Eurovision. Because an Israeli singer was singing a song. This is what the protest looks like. Look at that. It's like 12,000 people showed up to yell about the Jews. Because a Jewish singer showed up at an event in Sweden. Well, it's no surprise this is happening in Malmo, which is about 25% Muslim. In fact, if you flash back to about 2022, the Swedish prime minister literally said that Sweden had failed to integrate vast numbers of immigrants it had taken in over the past two decades, leading to parallel societies and gang violence. That's according to Reuters. She said that after violent riots left more than 100 police injured in April of 2022. And that erupted after a Swedish Danish politician burned the Quran at a rally. The prime minister blamed criminals and said both Islamism and right-wing extremism had been allowed to fester in Sweden. She said segregation has been allowed to go so far that we have parallel societies in Sweden. Well, that's true. Radical Muslims are quite prevalent in Sweden, which is why Jews are not in Malmo. Malmo has become basically a no-go zone for anyone Jewish for a reason. Some of the things that this crowd was chanting, the crowd that Greta Thunberg joined, one of these slogans they were chanting was, Sinwar, we will not let you die. That would be a reference to Yahya Sinwar, who is the head of Hamas. He's the person who planned October 7th and is currently hiding in terror tunnels, allegedly surrounded by 15 hostages, in the hopes that that will protect him from death. So these protesters want Sinwar to survive, because they're not just anti the war in Gaza or anything like that. They like Hamas. They are in solidarity with Hamas. That is who Greta was marching with. She was marching with people who literally attacked Jews. According to Ynet News, on the Copenhagen train to Malmo, there were no signs of the pro-Palestinian demonstration yet, according to Ziv Avrahami, who's a reporter for Ynet News. He said, I spoke with a Danish couple who lamented the disruption to their annual celebration. Exiting at Malmo Central Station, it resembled Jenin. Jenin is a reference to a Palestinian city that is largely terrorist-run in the West Bank, in Judea and Samaria. Flags were unfurled, elders with determination and children in festive attire, stickers and drums. Locals stood with placards mounted on wooden poles, bearing the inscription on both sides, Boycott Israel. The Swedes were organized. He says, I pulled out my phone, began snapping photos. After a few seconds, a woman around 60, dressed in a keffiyeh pattern dress, her head covered with a Palestinian scarf, her mouth masked with a Palestinian mask, jumped on me and demanded I stop my photography. I said, we live in a democracy and in a public place. She demanded I stop photographing and delete the picture. Her friends surrounded me. She went to call the police. She then approached another officer and called more people from the demonstration who started photographing me relentlessly. I went inside. Within minutes, she appeared accompanied by 7 or 8 young Muslims with all the accessories. They demanded to see documents and prove that I wasn't Jewish or Israeli. I said I was Jewish and Israeli and I wouldn't give them the IDs. They surrounded me and suddenly a blunt object hit me hard on the head. I crumbled down, put my hands on my head, and just looked for a way to escape. The Swedish officers protected only the perimeter of the occupied square. They did not intervene. I caught a few kicks and punches. I thought either I retaliate and the police see who's returning it, or I let the wave pass. So that's how it was. That is the protest that Greta Thunberg joined. And of course, it wasn't just the protesters outside. They were also inside. So Eden Golan, who is the Israeli singer, she was doing her song rehearsal. The song is just a song called Hurricane, which is largely about the reaction of Israelis to October 7th. And she was booed inside the hall. The only person who was booed inside the hall, by the way. You can hear them booing this young woman who just happens to be a Jew from Israel. That is the only reason they are booing. Literally the only reason they are booing. In fact, the expectation in these European left-wing centers is so strong. There is one Finnish European singer who did a little dance with Eden Golan behind the scenes. This person's name is Jere Mikhail Puhkonen, known by his stage name of Kaharia, who came in second performing for his country in 2023 at Eurovision. And he was filmed dancing with Eden Golan. And then the very next thing that happened is that this doofus apologized for ever having danced with this 20-year-old Israeli woman, even though she was singing his song and they were dancing together. They laugh and they clasp hands in the video. And then he posted on Instagram, quote, I happened to meet Israel's Eurovision representative today and a video was filmed of us. It was then posted on social media without my permission. Despite my request for removal, it has not been taken down. I would like to clarify and emphasize the video is not a political statement or an endorsement of any kind. Absolute cowardice. You must never acknowledge that you have met a Jew or an Israeli in Malmo, Sweden. You must not. You must never, ever recognize that the Israelis are human and that they ought not be killed en masse. The army of losers is very, very large in the West. It includes drag queens who go on the BBC to explain that they are canceling their Eurovision contest watching in order to demonstrate solidarity with Hamas. Here is a drag queen explaining that he will not be holding any sort of Eurovision watch party because somebody from Israel might be shown.
You're protesting by banning your own event. So what have you done and what do you normally do and how has it changed?
It's been different every year, but I am a huge Eurovision fan. This year I was hosting my own screening event in Dalston, which was going to be 800 people screaming, cheering along at the screen. It was going to be a really great time. I've decided to join the boycott because of Israel's inclusion, and I feel because the EBU has forced my hand, unfortunately, by deciding to keep them in the contest.
Yeah, the European Broadcasting Union.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. His hand was forced. His very large man hands were forced right there. Folks, this is the coalition. It is an army of losers, and it's a very serious problem. Global losers, fans of Palestinian terrorism, who cannot succeed in a meritocracy who emigrate en masse to Europe, where they form entire population centers that do not participate in the Western system and hate the system in which they are given welfare and given education and in which they are largely unsuccessful. Useless socialists who have performed zero service of public value their entire lives but are very angry at capitalism. People like Greta Thunberg. People who feel marginalized because of their bizarre sexual fetishes and rage against the traditionalist machine. They're all marching together in Malmo against, wait for it, of course, the Juden. Now, the Jews here are really just a stand-in for the West, because these anti-Semitic conspiracy theorists believe that the Jews control the West. Their entire theory of the world is predicated on belief, a very evil belief, that failure inherently means victimization, and that success inherently means exploitation. And because the Jews are disproportionately successful, this means they are disproportionately exploitative. In the United States, there's an argument made by critical race theorists about white people. And white people built the system for the benefit of whites, which is why whites are so darn successful. The problem, of course, is that there are other groups that are very successful who are not white. Jews historically not categorized as white. Now they've been included in that rubric. So if Jews are disproportionately successful, then they can certainly not be victims. So the argument is that Jews built the system for the benefit of the Jews. So it's perfectly appropriate to beat Jews in the streets or try to mob a Jewish singer on a continent where Jews were slaughtered by the millions a couple of generations ago. After all, the system has to be destroyed. This is an army of losers. Losers of the world unite. That's what you're watching in Malmo. It's what you're watching on America's college campuses. It's what you're watching in large precincts of the Democratic National Committee. It's an army of losers, a coalition of losers who are all getting together in order to tear down the civilization that has given them disproportionate wealth and power for no merit of their own. The people who are sitting on our college campuses right now occupying the college centers while demanding food during a hunger strike, those members of the army of losers are the most privileged people in world history, but they hate the system that has given them the privilege. And they feel morally virtuous for dissociating from that system and ripping at the system. And the Jews are just a convenient excuse. And the same thing is true in Malmo, Sweden. And the same thing is true in London. These people hate the West. The Jews are just the tip of the spear right there. That's just the ugliest manifestation of the hatred for the West. We have some more on this in just one moment. First, my days are pretty full between the show, being a dad, various other responsibilities. Well, if I don't have a good night's sleep, I can't keep up with my day. That's why I appreciate my Helix mattress. Helix harnesses years of mattress expertise to offer a truly elevated sleep experience. The Helix Elite Collection includes 6 different mattress models, each tailored for specific sleep positions and firmness preferences. If you're nervous about buying a mattress online, well, you don't really have to be, because Helix has a sleep quiz that matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress. Why would you buy a mattress made for somebody else? I took that Helix quiz. I was matched with a firm but breathable mattress. I love it. My wife loves it. We are big Helix fans at the Shapiro household. Plus, Helix has that 10-year warranty. You can try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you're going to love it. Helix's financing options and flexible payment plans make it so a great night's sleep is never far away. Helix is currently offering up to 30% off all mattress orders, plus 2 free pillows for my listeners. Just head on over to helixsleep.com/Ben. It's their best offer yet. It's not going to last long. helixsleep.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. With Helix, better sleep starts right now. That's helixsleep.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden has decided to cave to this army of losers. Not sure why. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Shasta High School Music Department presents their 55th annual musical, Beauty and the Beast, a story about a prince who is magically transformed into a monster and a young woman whom he imprisons in his castle in exchange for her father's freedom. To break the curse, the Beast must learn to love Belle and earn her love before the last petal falls from an enchanted rose. Production dates are May 2nd through the 4th and May 9th through the 11th in Reading. This award-winning show will include famous music from a live orchestra. Reserve seating tickets are $25 and K through 12 students are only $10 for our Thursday shows. For more information, call 530-341-2988 or visit ShastaHighChoir.com. That's www.ShastaHighChoir.com.
Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
25.
Welcome back to the Mitch Bureau Show. So I'm not sure exactly why Joe Biden has decided to cave to the army of losers when he says to Israel, we will deprive you, we will essentially embargo you offensive weaponry in the middle of a war with Hamas. If you dare to go into populated centers, which is literally Hamas's entire strategy, go into populated centers, hide among civilians, and wait for Joe Biden to be a weakling. So far, the strategy is working amazing. The White House clarified yesterday that this wasn't a senior moment for Joe Biden when he went on CNN and declared that they were going to deprive Israel of the offensive weaponry necessary to fight Hamas. In fact, the White House, John Kirby, national security spokesperson, he said that it's the White House's opinion that going into Rafah emboldens Hamas. Now, how do you arrive at this logic? The answer is there is no logic. This is a lie. And he knows it's a lie. And Joe Biden knows that this line is a lie. There are only a few reasons why the White House is actually doing this. One is because Joe Biden is just, his brain is no longer there. It was never there, and now it's really no longer there. That's possibility number one, although I don't think that's the reality. Number two, Joe Biden is trying to pander to the army of losers. And number three, Joe Biden actually believes, like the army of losers, that the West is inherently bad and Israel is an outpost of the West, is inherently part of some sort of discriminatory, exploitative superstructure that has made the Palestinians disproportionately successful. Now, in reality, the reason that the Palestinian population is disproportionately unsuccessful is because they've decided on a governance structure that is directed at terrorism and murdering Jews. But Joe Biden is trying to make excuses now. So here are some of the worst excuse making I've ever heard from John Kirby, who should be ashamed of himself.
Our view is that Rafah operations, certainly any kind of major Rafah ground operation, would actually strengthen Hamas's hands at the negotiating table, not Israel's. That's our view.
Okay, so what is the logic there? So if Israel were to go into Rafah and start killing Hamas members, that would strengthen Hamas's hand? Now, you're going to have to explain that one real slowly, like I'm a child, because that's the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life. That's not how anything works ever. So Kirby tried to spin this one. And, you know, points for effort. Here's what he said, quote, if I'm Mr. Sinwar and I'm sitting down in my tunnel, I think that's where he is, and I'm seeing innocent people falling victim to major significant combat operations in Rafah, I have less and less incentive to want to come to the negotiating table and deal. So his suggestion is that Yahya Sinwar will want to deal if Israel is nice to the people in Rafah? That then he'll want to make a deal? What? he's operating from an assumption that Yahya Sinwar cares about the people in Rafah. Yahya Sinwar is killing people who are attempting to get humanitarian aid. Yahya Sinwar built an entire 300-mile network of tunnels where all the terrorists are hiding and no civilians are allowed. Yahya Sinwar is attempting to maximize civilian casualties. He wants civilians to die. That is his goal. Because then he can wait for John Kirby and Joe Biden to do his dirty work for him. If Yahya Sinwar wanted to prevent civilian casualties before anything started, he could have surrendered October 8th, or better yet, not even have done October 7th. But it turns out that he doesn't give any at all, nothing. He does not care at all. He cares less. The reverse. He wants Palestinians to die. So what is John Kirby even talking about? He said, I can cast Israel in the worst possible way because of the way they're behaving. And I can just, well, say, well, clearly they're not interested in a good faith way to get to a ceasefire. Look at what they're doing in Rafah. It just gives him more ammunition for his twisted narrative. No, you know who gives him more ammunition for his twisted narrative? You, because you're backing his twisted narrative. You and Joe Biden are out there saying that Israel is using bombs to kill civilians, when in reality, Israel has the lowest terror-to-civilian kill ratio of all time in an urban combat situation. The Prime Minister of Israel yesterday announced that the stats that the IDF has show 14,000 dead terrorists and 16,000 dead civilians. Every one of those dead civilians is a tragedy, and every one of those dead civilians is on Hamas. That is the lowest terrorist-to-civilian kill ratio in human history in an urban area. Because Hamas is literally embedding in schools and mosques and underneath apartment buildings. According to Kirby, smashing into Rafah will not advance the objective, will not get to the sustainable, enduring defeat of Hamas. Well, I mean, we'll take that for a grain of salt, with a grain of salt, because Joe Biden literally handed over Afghanistan to the Taliban. Joe Biden has not won a single military victory his entire presidency. What's even more amazing is the line from John Kirby. This is an incredible line. He was asked about the negotiations that are taking place between Hamas and Israel, which have now broken off. Hamas broke off the negotiations because they got what they wanted already. What they got is Israel's chain being held by the United States. What they got is the United States now doing propaganda work on behalf of Hamas by suggesting that Israel is the real danger to peace in the region. So what did Kirby say? Quote, we believe there's a path forward, but it's going to take some leadership on both sides. On both sides. It's going to take a little bit of moral courage on both sides to finally be able to come across that table and ink the seal. Moral courage on both. So you're literally both sides-ing this thing? You're talking about a democratic ally of the United States with a unity government, including opponents of the current prime minister. And on the other side, an actual honest-to-God evil genocidal terror group holding Americans hostage. And he says, well, they just need to show a little moral courage. If they could just show a little moral courage. There's a cartoon from back, I think, 2014. It is the only cartoon that matters in the last 50 years of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, with the Americans acting as quote-unquote honest broker. And it shows John Kerry, who is then Secretary of State, sitting between Bibi Netanyahu on the one hand and a Palestinian terrorist on the other. And the Palestinian terrorist is saying, we just want to kill the Jews. And John Kerry is saying to the Israelis, can't you just meet them halfway? That is what John Kirby is doing. Moral courage from Hamas? It makes it hard for me to believe that they actually believe this stuff. Because even as stupid as I think many of the members of the State Department are, as truly bereft of knowledge and wisdom as I think many members of the Obama administration are, even despicable people like former Obama officials like Ben Rhodes, I don't think, you know how truly vegetable-like mentally you have to believe that Hamas is going to show moral courage? There was a ceasefire October 6th. And then they murdered 1,200 people, and they're still holding Americans hostage. And John Kirby is calling them for some moral courage. This is the same nonsense they declared about the Taliban. You remember this. When the Taliban were taking over Afghanistan, John Kirby and Joe Biden, they went out there, and they talked about how now the Taliban are our friends, and they're going to guarantee security in Kabul. That was shortly before the Taliban allowed ISIS-K to simply blow up 13 American soldiers and kill hundreds of Afghan civilians who are attempting to escape their clutches. They've now killed presumably tens of thousands of those people. It turns out that trusting terrorists, either you're a moron to trust terrorists, which, you know, people are very stupid, or there's something else going on, which is you believe, as Barack Obama once suggested, that the reason that people become terrorists is because of Western exploitation and evil. That it's all blowback. That's the deeply held belief of the army of losers that you see in Malmo, and it seems to be a belief with an increasing level of credibility inside Democratic circles. It does also lead to bizarre gaps in public relations like this. Already coming up, Joe Biden, I don't know who's running his Twitter, but they're not good at it. I'll explain why in a moment. This is Ben Shapiro Show.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com is your home for the Reading Colt 45 baseball. Broadcast live. For each game that you sponsor, you'll receive a full month of advertising and 8 tickets per game that you sponsor. If you're interested, call 530-605-4565 or email sales at KCNR1460.com. Look at me.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden has issued a lot of dumb tweets over time. This one is pretty, pretty high on the list. So yesterday, Joe Biden literally tweeted out, quote, "On my watch, when we make promises, we keep them and we leave no one behind." That's an insane tweet. He literally just cut off arms to an American ally seeking to free American hostages. And he says, "We leave no one behind," other than the thousands of American citizens in Afghanistan, other than allies in Ukraine, other than allies in Israel, other than hostages in the Gaza Strip. He doesn't leave anybody behind. You know who used to know about this? A guy named Joe Biden, circa 2019. So here was Joe Biden 2019 saying, "We can't just cut off military aid to an ally."
News this week, to the extent that some of the Democrats are saying that if, because of Israel's settlements policy, that they would look at cutting off military aid to Israel as a result of that.
That'd be a tragic mistake. I strongly oppose Israel's settlement policy on the West Bank. I've made that clear to Bibi when I was vice president. I made it crystal clear to the Israelis. But the idea that we would cut off military aid to an ally, our only true, true ally in the entire region, is absolutely preposterous. It's just beyond my comprehension anyone would do that.
Yes, that is beyond comprehension. Senator Biden from 2019. So what changed? The answer is that Joe Biden, when we talk about him being a coward, it's not just that he's a moral coward. He's also a political coward. Joe Biden's entire career is he holds his finger in the wind of the Democratic Party and then tries to put himself directly in the center of where he thinks the Democrats are. So sadly, what this indicates is that Joe Biden actually believes that the center of the Democratic Party is an alliance with the army of losers. By the way, he used to think this sort of stuff was an impeachable offense. Here's a Biden tweet from 2019. Quote, "President Trump withheld congressionally appropriated aid to Ukraine unless they granted him a political favor. It's the definition of quid pro quo. This is no joke. Trump continues to put his own personal political interest ahead of the national interest. He must be impeached." Well, one could say the same of a president of the United States desperately attempting to buy off pro-Hamas voters in the army of losers by cutting off military aid to an ally in the middle of a war to extirpate Hamas. By the way, it is, again, it will never cease to be a source of amazement to me that there are people from the White House, who are literally saying that Hamas ought to show moral courage. Here's the kind of moral courage Hamas has shown. This is a clip of a top-ranking member of Hamas asked on Arabic TV about their greatest achievement in ruling the Gaza Strip for the last 17 years. Here is the answer. "You've been in the Gaza Strip for 17 years, asked the reporter on Al Arabiya. What have you accomplished for the people? You've served 5 wars. We are now in the most violent war we are currently witnessing. What are Hamas's national achievements?" He says it means non-demanding, all national achievements. "I will tell you the achievements of October 7th. First, it brought the Palestinian issue back into the spotlight. The achievement is October 7th. That is the achievement. That is the goal. October 7th is the culmination," he says. "The October 7th operation could not have been carried out had it not been for the fact that there was resistance that built itself. If there was a security authority like PA inside the Gaza Strip in the West Bank, the resistance would have been suppressed. The Palestinians could not defend themselves. They want, like Sabri and Shatila, the Palestinian forces withdrew. And they executed a massacre in Sabra and Shatila." He's talking there about Christian phalangists massacring Palestinians in Sabra and Shatila in the early 1980s. Okay, so the major achievement of Hamas that they brag about is October 7th. And the White House is calling on them for moral courage. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first...
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, speaking of moral cowardice, just in case you thought that Joe Biden's cutoff on military aid to Israel in the middle of this war is just like a general cutoff on military aid, wrong. Literally the day before the Biden administration announced that they would withhold weapons from Israel, they issued a sanctions waiver to allow arms sales to Qatar and Lebanon, both proxy states of Iran. The Washington Free Beacon learned that on Tuesday, the State Department informed Congress it intends to bypass laws that bar the United States from selling weapons to nations that boycott Israel. The Biden administration extended the waiver through April 30th, 2025 to Qatar and Lebanon, which is basically an Iranian-backed Hezbollah-controlled state. So the United States is currently sending weaponry to the people attempting to destroy the state of Israel. But they won't give the weaponry to Israel to get rid of Hamas. And again, why is this happening? Because the Democratic Party is shot through with radicals. For example, the Director of Intelligence and Defense Programs in the U.S. National Security Council is a person named Maher Bitar. He was already appointed by the Obama administration, where he managed the Israeli-Palestinian case. Before that, he was a member of Students for Justice in Palestine, which is a terror-backing group at Georgetown University. In 2007, he worked for the UNRWA, which is a Palestinian Hamas-led proxy group. That is an advisor to Joe Biden right now. Now, this is precipitating a clash inside the Democratic Party, as well it should. You have radicals like Senator Chris Van Hollen, who's been awful throughout, who says, this isn't political. We should be withholding offensive aid.
So my view is that the United States should not be transferring offensive weapons to the Netanyahu government.
Zero.
Until and unless, let me be very clear, until and unless the president has assurances that the U.S. values and U.S. interests are met. And the president's been very clear about that. You know, my view is that this cannot be just a blank check to the Netanyahu government. If you're going to have a partnership, which we have, it has to be a two-way street. It cannot be a situation where the president makes reasonable requests and those requests are repeatedly ignored by the Netanyahu government, and then expect the United States just to provide a blank check.
Well, that is one perspective inside the Democratic Party. The other comes courtesy of a bunch of other Democrats. So Joe Biden is splitting his own party over this. He tried to play both sides, and now he's splitting both sides of his own party. Senator Jackie Rosen, Democrat of Nevada, said, quote, "We need to provide Israel with the unconditional security assistance it needs to defend itself. And it demonstrates our unwavering support, particularly as Iran and its proxies escalate their attacks." Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut said, "I don't know what the president meant. I haven't seen what the actual Operation Rafah is. I certainly hope we'll continue to provide support militarily and diplomatically that Israel needs to defend itself." Senator Fetterman, who has been the surprise of the season, he said this is all deeply disappointing. Then there are the quote-unquote moderates like Ben Cardin, you know, just cowards, who won't weigh in. "I'm having conversations with the administration on this," he said. But Representative Jared Golden, Democrat of Maine, he says the president's actions signal weakness to Hamas, to our allies and adversaries abroad and at home. Representative Brad Schneider, Democrat of Illinois, "I'm deeply concerned about the administration's recent decision. I fear the U.S. is sending dangerous mixed messages, not just to the government and people of Israel, but also to Hamas." So Joe Biden is successfully breaking apart his own party. Comedian Michael Rappaport, a lifelong Democrat, came out yesterday and basically unendorsed Joe Biden over this. There will be consequences to Joe Biden doing what he is doing right now politically.
"And you dumb old you have the you bad old you. You're not sending weapons to Israel during war while American hostages and hostages from 22 countries are still in the. You're not sending weapons now, you dumb. You, let me tell you something. I never, ever, ever thought I would say this. Okay, but I could promise you this right now. Smoking Joe Biden, Cadaver Joe Biden, me, Michael Rappaport, I'm not voting for you. You're not getting my vote. And plenty of us also ain't voting for you, you.
And he's not the only one, and he ain't wrong. Meanwhile, President Trump is responding to all this as he should. He says this is disgraceful. He's abandoning Israel. Of course, President Trump is totally right.
What Biden is doing with respect to Israel is disgraceful. If any Jewish person voted for Joe Biden, they should be ashamed of themselves. He's totally abandoned Israel, and nobody can believe it. I guess he feels good about it because he did it as a political decision. You have to do the right decision, not the political decision.
He's right about that. Senator Tom Cotton is saying, hey, listen, you guys impeached Donald Trump of removal of aid to Ukraine temporarily. This is an impeachable offense.
Now, some people say Joe Biden is doing this for his reelection, which would be bad enough. It would also, I have to add, be grounds for impeachment under the Democrats' Trump-Ukraine standard, withholding foreign aid to help one's reelection. Only with Joe Biden, it's true.
He's right about that. Meanwhile, points to Brian Mast for the way that he dealt with this code pink protester. Brian Mast is representative from down here in Florida, who served in the American military and lost both legs in war. Here he was.
Now that Hamas has agreed to a ceasefire, do you think Israel should
I think Israel should go in there and kick the out. Just absolutely destroy them, their infrastructure, level anything that they touch. Fair enough?
Yep. Well, meanwhile, the New York Times is trying to save Joe Biden from himself, because even the New York Times is realizing this is a bad political boo-boo for Joe Biden. We'll get to that in just one moment. But first, can your savings weather another economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate could crash. It did in 2008. During times of economic uncertainty or market volatility, investors tend to flock to gold as a safe haven asset. Its value tends to increase during turbulent times, providing a buffer against market downturns. This is why people are flocking to gold right now. It's why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Birch Gold understands that navigating financial decisions can be really daunting. That's why their dedicated in-house IRA department is there to guide you every step of the way. Birch Gold is committed to addressing your questions and concerns promptly. Their team is always ready to provide answers and clarity. Whether it's about fees, taxes on rollovers, or the timing of the process, they're here to ensure you feel valued and well-informed. Text Ben to 989898 to talk to one of Birch Gold's experts and claim your free info kit on gold. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. The best part is, it's not going to cost you a penny out of pocket. Just text Ben to 989898 right now. Again, text Ben to 989898 to get started. Text Ben to 989898. Get in touch with my friends over at Birch Gold. All right, coming up, the New York Times recognizes that Joe Biden has made a rather large boo-boo. And so now they're going to try to proclaim that the Republicans are the real anti-Semites. Well, Joe Biden continues to provide aid and support to Hamas. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Time Media.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So leave it to the New York Times in the middle of Joe Biden providing aid and comfort to Hamas to say the Republicans are the real anti-Semites. The New York Times is recognizing that Joe Biden is splitting his own party. He's made a big boo-boo. So what do? They run a headline today called, quote, "How Republicans Echo Anti-Semitic Tropes Despite Declaring Support for Israel." So, in other words, yes, Israel is now being supported by the Republican Party. And sure, Joe Biden just undercut Israel in a totally unprecedented way. What he's doing right now is even worse than what Barack Obama did, which is something I never thought I was going to say. Because Barack Obama was legitimately the worst president in my lifetime, and certainly for the state of Israel. And Joe Biden has surpassed him. Joe Biden is clown show moral disaster. So what is the New York Times doing? They're saying, well, secretly, even though the Republicans are really supportive of Israel and want to see Hamas extra, secretly, they're the real anti-Semites. Because you see, what anti-Semitism is about for the New York Times is pretending that you like Seinfeld, having a bagel every so often, and then going and marching with Hamas. That's what Judaism really, it's social justice warrioring, you see. It's tikkun olam. If you just say the magical tikkun olam reconstructionist Judaism nonsense, and then you go out there and you bash Israel and call for its extirpation and destruction, then that's the real, J Street is the real Judaism, don't you see? Students, if not now, those are the real Jews. But, you know, like those are the people who really love, the people who love the Jews are the far leftists who want Israel destroyed. They're standing for the real Judaism. But the right wingers who like Israel and want it to preserve itself and back the Jews in Israel, those people are secretly anti-Semitic. You know why? Because they once made a reference to George Soros on their Twitter, even though George Soros is one of the people backing the campaign against Israel. So the New York Times, this entire piece is predicated on the idea that secretly the real anti-Semites are all the people who openly support the Jews. So, for example, in a July 2023 email to supporters, the Trump campaign employed an image that bears striking resemblance to a Nazi-era cartoon of a hook-nosed puppet master manipulating world figures. George Soros as puppet master, pulling the strings controlling President Biden. Hey, number one, George Soros is a major contributor to Joe Biden's campaign and to all of the things that are very radical on the left. Number two, the attempt to paint Donald Trump as the anti-Semite in this race is so insane considering what Joe Biden is doing right now. But they got to try something, obviously. They got to try something. So again, the idea here is that Rashida Tlaib isn't the real anti-Semite. The real anti-Semite is people who vote in favor of Israel but posted something awkward about George Soros like 5 years ago on Twitter. That's the real problem. That ain't going to work. And meanwhile, for Israel's part, Israel has been increasing its operations gradually and steadily in Rafah. It looks like they're trying to draw a middle path that basically gives Biden a way out of this self-created political gunshot wound. What they're doing is they're going in slowly to Rafah, it appears, as opposed to sort of an overwhelming invasion. This allows Biden to suggest that this is not a full-scale, quote, invasion of the population centers. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he says, listen, if it really comes down to it, we'll stand alone. Which, by the way, any sovereign country is going to say that, as they should. Here's the Prime Minister.
80 years ago, in the Holocaust, the Jewish people were totally defenseless against those who sought our destruction. No nation came to our aid. Today, we again confront enemies bent on our destruction. I say to the leaders of the world, no amount of pressure, no decision by any international forum will stop Israel from defending itself. As the Prime Minister of Israel, the one and only Jewish state, I pledge here today from Jerusalem on this Holocaust Remembrance Day. If Israel is forced to stand alone, Israel will stand alone.
And meanwhile, Joe Biden and his reelect efforts here, the reason he's becoming more and more radical and more desperate is because he's in really, really bad shape, electorally speaking here. I mean, the polls for him are just brutal. The latest polls show Donald Trump up nationally. They show Donald Trump up in every single swing state, in all of them. Even the polls that are showing Joe Biden up are within margin of error. When you go to the state level, Joe Biden is now losing slightly in Wisconsin, heavily in Arizona, heavily in Georgia, slightly in Michigan, slightly in Pennsylvania, heavily in North Carolina, heavily in Nevada. And it doesn't look like things are getting better here. So Joe Biden is now lying about the economy and also doing the routine. You know you're losing when you have to tell the American people that their feelings are wrong. So yesterday, Joe Biden, in this same CNN interview, this disastrous CNN interview, he claimed that inflation was at 9% when he took over. That is wrong. Inflation was at 1.4% when he took over. He quickly spiked it to well over 9%.
No president's had the run we've had in terms of creating jobs and bringing down inflation. It was 9% when I came to office. 9%.
Nope, it wasn't. And he was asked by Aaron Burnett about inflation. His answer was, don't worry, people have a lot of money. They can spend it now. That is not comforting to people because their wages have not kept up with inflation for full on 3 years at this point.
More in food and groceries than they have at any time, really, in the past 30 years. I mean, that's a real day-to-day pain that people
feel. It really is, and it's real. But the fact is that if you take a look at what the men people have, they have the money to spend. It angers them and angers me that you have to spend more.
Yeah. Good luck to you with this message. Even CNN's John King was like, maybe you don't want to tell the American people they have enough money to afford your garbage inflation.
In Michigan, we met with those younger voters. We also are starting to put together a group of auto workers. Their union has endorsed Biden. Most of them are going to vote for Biden. But you ask them what life is like, and they can't buy a bigger house because of mortgage rates. They still, when you talk about grocery prices. Right. And so the president has to be careful here. That sounds like somebody in Washington telling people you're wrong. And whatever your party is, voters don't process it that way. They don't like that.
And that is correct, obviously. One great indicator that Joe Biden is in serious trouble here is that many of his political allies are now abandoning him. So, for example, Sherrod Brown, who is in a rough race in Ohio, right? Sherrod Brown has won fairly easy re-election a couple of times in Ohio. Well, now he's in real trouble. He is planning to back a Congressional Review Act resolution to overturn the Biden administration's rules implementing the electric vehicle tax credit, according to Politico. Brown, who's facing a tight re-elect race in a manufacturing-heavy state, blasted the domestic content rules after they were finalized last week as too lenient on China and stripping jobs away from Ohio. When you're getting abandoned by your red state, purple state senators, you got a problem. And meanwhile, Joe Biden's solution to this is to shovel more money out the door. According to Axios, Joe Biden is attempting desperately to find projects to spend his $1 trillion on. You remember that Inflation Reduction Act that involved spending $1 trillion? Well, it turns out there aren't enough things to spend it on. So he's just going to shovel that money out anyway. Apparently, out of $1.1 trillion for direct investments in energy and infrastructure, less than 17% of the funds have been spent. So he's still trying to find ways to shovel money into an overheated economy. Good luck to him. Good luck to him. He's running. This is the worst reelect campaign I have seen in my lifetime. If Joe Biden wins this election, he's going to have to turn things around pretty dramatically. It's hard to see how he does that, considering that he's no longer alive. Alrighty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A solar storm may have an effect on the U.S.
A strong solar storm headed toward Earth could produce northern lights in the country and potentially disrupt communications this weekend. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued a rare storm watch, the first in nearly 20 years. The watch starts Friday and lasts all weekend. NOAA is calling this an unusual event, pointing out that the flares seem to be associated with a sunspot that's 16 times the diameter of the Earth. An extreme geomagnetic storm in 2003 took out power in Sweden and damaged power transformers in South Africa. I'm Shelley Adler.
Israeli tanks captured the main road through the center of Rafah today, leaving the eastern half of the Gaza Strip city encircled by Israeli forces. Residents have reported explosions, gunfire, and heavy fighting between Israeli forces and terror group Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Top Republicans are demanding the White House provide answers on a delay in sending weapons to Israel. Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell say security assistance to Israel is an urgent priority that must not be delayed. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is throwing more money at Ukraine.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says President Biden signed the latest drawdown in military assistance,
which includes additional artillery ammunition, air defense interceptors, anti-aircraft missiles, armored vehicles, artillery rounds.
The announcement came as Kiev struggles to hold off intensified advances by Russian troops. Ukraine's president warned this week of a really difficult situation in the east, but said a new supply of American weapons would help stop the Russians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
If this is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-355-4107 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-355-4107. That's 800-355-4107. What do you have to lose? Call 800-355-4107. Again, 800-355-4107.
Teachers in one big city have some unusual demands.
Unions generally seek higher wages for their members, and the Chicago Teachers Union is negotiating for a pay hike. But according to leaked documents, the CTU also wants the city to pay for its members' abortions, establish gender-neutral bathrooms in every school, and spend millions of dollars to provide services to thousands of illegal immigrant children. The Illinois Policy Institute, a conservative think tank, revealed the CTU documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bipartisan group of North Carolina lawmakers approve a bill codifying a new definition of anti-Semitism into law. A nearly unanimous House of Delegates voted in favor of the Shalom Act, which adopts the definition provided by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. McDonald's reportedly working on a new $5 value meal as consumers pull back on fast food spending. News and analysis at townhall.com. TikTok says it's going to start automatically labeling AI content.
TikTok says its efforts are an attempt to combat misinformation from being spread on its social media platform. TikTok's policy in the past has been to encourage users to label content that's been generated or significantly edited by AI. It also requires users to label all AI-generated content where it contains realistic images, audio, and video.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. President Trump's 18-year-old son is declining an invitation to be a state delegate for the Florida Republican Party. Earlier in the week, the Florida GOP chair said Barron Trump would be one of Florida's at-large delegates at the July convention, where the party will officially make Mr. Trump its presidential nominee. Then Friday, former First Lady Melania Trump issued a statement saying while Barron was honored to have been chosen, he must regretfully decline due to prior commitments. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So there's a very famous story about young Joe Biden, Senator Joe Biden. This is a story from the early 80s. Apparently, in June 1982, Joe Biden was on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Dude's been in the Senate since Cato was in the Senate. And he got into a clash with the Prime Minister of Israel at the time, Menachem Begin. At the time, Israel was going into Lebanon in order to attempt to extirpate terrorism that was coming from southern Lebanon. Again, nothing changes when it comes to the Middle East. And Joe Biden was very angry at Menachem Begin. He lectured Menachem Begin over Israeli settlements. And Menachem Begin, who his entire family was effectively murdered in the Holocaust, and then he ended up moving to Israel and becoming an underground fighter against the British in an attempt to establish the state of Israel. And then he was out in the political wilderness for a long time, finally became prime minister of Israel. And this is a very famous anecdote. Apparently, he then turned to Joe Biden and he said, "Don't threaten us with cutting off aid to give up our principles." He said, "I'm not a Jew with trembling knees." And then he continued, quote, "I'm a proud Jew with 3,700 years of civilized history. Nobody came to our aid when we were dying in the gas chambers and ovens. Nobody came to our aid when we were striving to create our country. We paid for it. We fought for it. We died for it. We will stand by our principles. We will defend them. And when necessary, we will die for them again, with or without your aid." Now, this story is not about Menachem Begin. This story is about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a coward. Joe Biden is a terrible, terrible voice when it comes to foreign policy, and he always has been. There's a reason that former Obama Defense Secretary Robert Gates said that Joe Biden had literally never been correct on foreign policy in his entire life. And that is true. Joe Biden has a unique capacity to screw up when it comes to foreign policy. Joe Biden is weak-kneed. Joe Biden is so weak that he brags about being the only member of the Obama administration to oppose the bin Laden raid. That's how weak Joe Biden is. Well, now Joe Biden is showing his neck to Hamas. And when you talk about unjustifiable acts on every possible level, moral, political, pragmatic, none of it makes any sense. On the moral level, Hamas is a terrorist group that is currently holding five Americans. There are five Americans who are being held in terror tunnels by Yahya Sinwar and his group of barbaric thugs. Their names. I know that Joe Biden doesn't mention their names very often. We will talk about Brittany Griner until the cows come home. But when it comes to five Americans who happen to be Jewish who are being held by Hamas in terror tunnels, then he won't mention their names. He'll take the occasional photo op with their relatives and pretend that he's going to stand by them. But as we'll learn in a moment, he ain't standing by nobody. Their names are Eden Alexander, who is 19 years old, Omer Nutra, who is 22, Hirsch Goldberg-Polin, who is 23, Sagi Dekel-Chen, who is 35, and Keith Siegel, who is 64. They are currently being held, and Joe Biden does not give two good damns about any of those people. On a moral level, Joe Biden attempting to preserve Hamas in Rafah is sick. On a political level, it is political malpractice. The American people do not like Hamas. The American people do not like this conflict, but they like Hamas even less than they like this conflict. They would like to see Israel finish this. The American people are tired of watching this war go on, wherein Israel is supposed to take it super slow. It never ends. What America likes are wars that are short. America likes wars that are victorious. And those are things Joe Biden has never been involved in. And when it comes to the pragmatic, what Joe Biden is doing right now is the least pragmatic thing I've ever seen a politician do on foreign policy. He has created an entire incentive structure for Hamas to walk away from the table. He has created an incentive structure for Hezbollah to get into a war with Israel. He has created an incentive structure whereby, by the way, if Israel goes in, more civilians will die. So what am I talking about here? Yesterday, in what had been a telegraphed move for the last week or so, Joe Biden went on Aaron Burnett's show on CNN, and he proceeded to announce that the United States would remove offensive weaponry from Israel. Remember, he just signed a bill providing $14 billion in aid to Israel. That bill combined $14 billion in aid to Israel with some $60 billion in aid to Ukraine. And the way that Biden got it over the finish line, along with Speaker Johnson in the House, was by combining those elements. Because it turns out that the Republicans are disproportionately anti-Ukraine aid, but pro-Israel aid. And Democrats are disproportionately anti-Israel aid, but pro-Ukraine aid. Joe Biden has decided unilaterally that in violation of the Impoundment Control Act of 1974, he is simply going to hold up the shipments of weaponry to Israel over disagreements with how Israel is prosecuting the war. Now, by the way, he has yet to articulate exactly what Israel could be doing better or how. But none of that matters, because we'll get to his real agenda in just a few minutes. So Joe Biden goes on Aaron Burnett, and he proceeds to say that he is going to deny Israel offensive weaponry if Israel goes into the quote-unquote populated areas of Rafah. Now, understand, Israel has been attempting to move the civilians out of Rafah so that they can go in and kill terrorists in Rafah. And Joe Biden has opposed that, too. So the new math is that the United States will undercut our own democratic allies if terrorists do the most terrorist thing, which is hide behind civilians. He is now creating a full-scale incentive structure for terrorists to hide among civilians because now they are safe from any sort of retaliation. The weapons that he wants to deny to Israel are targeted weapons, the kinds of weapons that minimize civilian casualties, which will force Israel to use non-targeted weapons, which means more civilian casualties. He is showing daylight between Israel and the United States sufficient that Hezbollah might think, okay, well, if we open up on the northern front, the United States won't resupply Israel then either. Iran will get more aggressive, not less aggressive. And, of course, Hamas will walk away from the table, which apparently they did this morning. They were supposedly negotiating in Cairo. And then, upon hearing Joe Biden's words, they simply walked away clean, knowing that Joe Biden is now playing defense for Hamas. Make no mistake, Joe Biden has sided with Hamas in this conflict. There's only one predictable result of this, and that is the maintenance of Hamas as a political power and a military force in Gaza. There are four brigades of Hamas, about 8,000 Hamas soldiers who are still in Rafah. Joe Biden is keeping them alive. Joe Biden is ensuring that they will walk out of the tunnels, heads held high at some point, and declare victory. And by the way, release no hostages in the process. Here is Joe Biden, a true moral coward, yesterday on CNN.
I want to ask you about something happening as we sit here and speak, and that, of course, is Israel is striking Rafah. I know that you have paused, Mr. President, shipments of 2,000-pound U.S. bombs to Israel due to concern that they could be used in any offensive on Rafah. Have those bombs, those powerful 2,000-pound bombs, been used to kill civilians in Gaza?
Civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers. And I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone into Rafah yet. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem.
Okay, so when he says that the bombs have been used to kill civilians in populated areas, when Israel attacks populated Israel, Israel is not attacking populated areas. Israel is actively attempting to move populations from these areas so they can kill terrorists. So Joe Biden is just lying here. But he's lying, as we'll see, for a political purpose. Also, once again, he is an absolute coward. He is a biomoral coward, Joe Biden. This is true in Afghanistan, and it is true now. Here is Joe Biden.
deal with that problem. We're going to continue to make sure Israel is secure in terms of Iron Dome and their ability to respond to attacks like came out of the Middle East recently. But it's just wrong. We're not going to supply the weapons and the artillery shells used that have been used.
Artillery shells as well.
Yeah, artillery shells.
So just to understand what they're doing right now in Rafah, is that not going into Rafah as you define
it? No, they haven't gone into the population centers. What they did is right on the border, and it's causing problems with right now in terms of with Egypt, which I've worked very hard to make sure we have a relationship and help. But I've made it clear to Bibi and the War Cabinet, they're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go in these population centers.
So they're not going to give their support if they go into the population centers, which is why Hamas is hiding in population centers. That is the entire reason they are doing it. So he is now engaging. Let's be clear about this. In a war between a genocidal terrorist group that murdered 1,200 Jews and others and took 250 hostages and is currently holding 133 hostages. Most of them surely are corpses by now, but that includes some live hostages. Joe Biden is taking the side of the terrorists. That is what this is. This is an arms embargo against the state of Israel in a war against a terror group. Now, you can make the case in the past that U.S. arms embargoes against Israel were in America's interest. I think you'd be hard-pressed to say why it was in America's interest to arms embargo Israel when Israel's in a war in Lebanon in 1982. Lebanon doesn't seem like a flower of the Middle East at this point. But you could at least make some sort of plausible case that Israel in Lebanon was a bigger international problem than Israel in Gaza. When it comes to Israel and Gaza, Hamas is an isolated terror group labeled as such by literally every Western power. They are relegated to control of one city, and Joe Biden is preserving them right now. He is preserving them. According to the Wall Street Journal, call it what it is, a U.S. arms embargo against Israel. That's the astonishing story this week, as the Biden administration confirms it is blocking the delivery of weapons to its main ally in the Middle East. The administration would like to focus on the denial of 2,000-pound bombs, which it says are too destructive. Never mind that a professional force can employ them in a manner that restricts the radius of damage. Mr. Biden is also halting a shipment of 500-pound bombs and holding up JDAMs. Those are Joint Direct Attack Munitions, which convert unguided bombs into smart bombs. Small diameter bombs are also being withheld. Now the Biden administration is sitting on a deal that includes tank shells and mortar rounds. Joe Biden says, okay, we'll make sure that Iron Dome is still provided. But all offensive weaponry, no. So in other words, Israel will sit there and take it. And if an occasional rocket escapes Iron Dome and kills some Jews, well, they won't have the offensive weaponry to fight back if Joe Biden has his way. The message from the White House, in other words, says the Wall Street Journal correctly, is that Israel should not have large bombs or small bombs, dumb bombs or smart bombs, and let it do without tanks and artillery, too. Now isn't a good time to send the weapons, you see, because Israel would use them. This is an insane decision. It's an insane decision for the United States. It is in the interest of the United States for our allies to wreck terror groups, particularly terror groups that are currently holding Americans hostage. It is in the interest of the United States for Israel to demonstrate strength in a region that only respects strength. If we would like to see, for example, Saudi normalize with Israel and box in Iran, that only happens if Israel finishes off Hamas and Rafah. It is in the interest of the United States to avoid a larger scale war, which would undoubtedly occur were Israel to go into Rafah with the United States showing massive daylight. Hezbollah would probably take advantage in the north, hoping that the Biden administration would be so irritated with Israel about going into Rafah in the first place that they would let 200,000 rockets fall into Israeli civilian centers. That is what Joe Biden has just done. More on this in just a second. There recently have been a lot of headlines, people saying things like pop stars will dedicate proceeds from their concerts to abortion, which is insane. We need to stand up for life now more than ever. My friends at Preborn are helping lead the charge in the battle for life. Their network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, often right next to abortion clinics. Every day they rescue 200 unborn babies from abortion. Preborn does that by showing a mom her child on ultrasound. When the expectant mom hears her baby's heartbeat on the ultrasound, her baby's chance at life could double. Preborn offers moms who choose life assistance for up to 2 years. Every time you see a celebrity donating to death, we can respond by donating to life. One ultrasound costs just $28 and can save a life. If you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift to help save babies in a big way? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 unborn babies. Preborn has a 100% charity rating, so you can give with confidence. To donate, Dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Once more, preborn.com/Ben. All right, coming up, the Biden administration isn't just denying Israel the aid that it needs. It is playing a morally disgusting game. I will explain in a moment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, friends. Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar pleased the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden is playing not just an ugly game, but a morally vile game here. Here is the thing. Joe Biden announced this last night on CNN. This had already been leaked out to the press, a sort of a trial balloon. Yesterday, Lloyd Austin, our feckless and useless defense secretary, literally went AWOL for like a week without informing anyone back earlier in the year. Well, now he's testifying in front of the Senate. And he said there had been no final decision on the weapons. As it turns out, this was a lie.
We certainly would like to see no major combat take place in Rafah, but certainly our focus is on making sure that we protect the civilians. And we've not made a final determination on how to proceed with that shipment. And I would highlight that this shipment doesn't have anything to do with the supplemental appropriations that you just helped us get. And my final comment is that we are absolutely committed to continuing to support Israel in its right to defend itself.
No, you are not. This is like saying to Nicole Brown Simpson, we are totally committed to your safety and security. Also, removing all weapons of self-defense from your drawers. We will allow you to, wear like a heavier jacket just in case. But certainly we're not going to do anything that would allow you to fight back. I mean, this is insane. What makes it morally sick is the lie. So what was the timeline here? According to the Associated Press, Biden signed off on the pause in an order conveyed last week to the Pentagon. This happened last week. The White House National Security Council sought to keep the decision out of the public eye for several days until it had a better understanding of the scope of Israel's intensified military operations in Rafah. That's a lie. They already knew what Israel plans to do in Rafah. Israel's been planning to do it for literally months. And the Biden administration has been sitting there with a red pen simply saying no the entire time. As I've been saying for a long time, the minute that Joe Biden said that Israel could not go into Rafah without his sign-off, Israel could not go into Rafah, period, because he was not going to get any sign-off. There would be no sign-off, because if he had signed off, then he would become responsible for Israel's actions, which is why typically this is not what the United States does. We don't sit there in the war cabinet with Ukraine and tell them how to conduct every military operation. It's ridiculous. They're an ally. They're not a state of the United States. But here's the real reason why Joe Biden kept it hidden. You ready for this? This is the part that really is just morally disgusting. Here's the real reason. Quote, the White House National Security Council sought to keep the decision out of the public eye until Biden could deliver a long-planned speech on Tuesday to mark Holocaust Remembrance Day. Do you understand what this is? Joe Biden didn't want to announce that he was cutting off the state of Israel at the knees in its fight to destroy a genocidal Nazi-esque terror group. He didn't want to announce that until after he had paid lip service and shed some crocodile tears about the Holocaust. So he wanted to do his speech on Tuesday where he talked about how the Holocaust was super important and how he would never again and he would stand by the state of Israel. He wanted to give that speech and then he wanted to get past that speech and then he wanted to deprive Israel of the ability to extirpate its enemies. Quiv literally engaged in Holocaust-level genocidal attacks. Hamas has made very clear its intentions. Hamas is not hiding the ball. They want all the Jews dead. And Joe Biden gives a speech on Tuesday where he says, I fully understand what happened on October 7th. And then he hosts families of hostages. He says, I fully understand their plight. And then he undercuts all of them. And he does it on purpose, which is a sickness. That isn't just cowardice. That's evil. It would be one thing for him just to be a normal Democratic coward and say, oh, I don't want to be involved in any of this. Hands off and just throw your hands to the sky. What can we do? That would be one level of cowardice. To actively dissemble to the American people in order so that you could give a hypocritical speech about the Holocaust in which you talk about the evils of the Holocaust and the necessity of Israel defending itself, knowing the whole time you're going to undercut their weapons supply in order to get rid of Hamas, that's a whole different level. Meanwhile, the White House, I mean, again, this is all, that's on the moral side. On the political side, which we'll get to a little bit later, it's also politically stupid. On a pragmatic side, it's unbelievably dumb. On a pragmatic side, let's say that Joe Biden's actual pragmatic goal here is to stop the fighting. Let's say that what he actually wants is to stop the fighting. Well, he's not going to get that because, as it turns out, the only possibility of the fighting stopping is for the current Israeli government to either end Hamas or get back the hostages or both. Right? Those are the only possibilities on the table. If Israel does not get back the hostages, and if Israel does not end Hamas, the war cabinet will fall in Israel. There will be new elections. Joe Biden just made all of those possibilities impossible. He says if Israel exerts military pressure in Rafah, then he will deprive them of weaponry. And then he says, don't worry. Hostage negotiations are ongoing. Well, if you're Hamas, why in the world would you possibly give up those hostages? Those are your leverage. You don't have Joe Biden as your PR agent out there. You have Joe Biden on your side doing your work. Honest to God, Yahya Sinwar could barely design an American policy more beneficial to Hamas than the one that Joe Biden is currently pursuing. The White House is saying that negotiations are ongoing. No, they're not. This morning, Hamas literally walked out of the negotiations. According to Xinhua News, which is the Chinese official outlet, a delegation from Hamas for ceasefire talks departed Cairo for Doha. That is according to Ezef Al-Rashk, a member of the Hamas Political Bureau and a terrorist. He confirmed that the group's commitment to a proposal received from Egyptian and Qatari mediators was still on the table. That proposal is not real. That proposal requires the withdrawal of all Israeli troops for all time. It requires a permanent end to the war. It requires that Israel give up thousands of terrorists in return for dead bodies. That's what that proposal is. And Joe Biden keeps pretending that these talks are ongoing. They're not ongoing. Not in any way, shape, or form. The terms that have been proposed by Hamas are not terms. They're diktats. These are calculated to ensure that Hamas maintains control of the Gaza Strip. By the way, if Joe Biden actually wanted a Palestinian state led by, for example, the Palestinian Authority, a terrible, foolish, moronic idea, but let's say he actually wanted that, you know what would have to actually occur before that? The extirpation of Hamas. If Hamas is still in control of the Gaza Strip, ain't no Palestinian Authority going to be in control of the Gaza Strip. It's just going to be a massive Palestinian civil war, which is the likely outcome of all of this anyway in both the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. All right, coming up, Joe Biden is claiming that all of this is going to facilitate peace, which is weird because literally Hamas is shooting rockets at Israel from, wait for it, Rafah. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Just when you thought BNT Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. BNT Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. BNT Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call BNT Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from BNT Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at BNT Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call BNT Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call BNT Satellite, 241-3474.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Time Media, or by Airtime Media.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden is claiming that he's going to facilitate peace in the Middle East by denying Israel the weaponry it needs to destroy Hamas. Meanwhile, Hamas is firing rockets directly at Israel. So while Joe Biden is saying you can't go into Rafah, meanwhile, Hamas is firing rockets from the civilian center into Israel. Yesterday, 8 rockets were fired from Rafah into southern Israel in Shlomit. Rafah has been used as the site of rocket fire on the Kerem Shalom crossing, which is a humanitarian aid crossing. Israeli soldiers were killed this week by rocket fire from Rafah. And Joe Biden's sitting there going, oh my God, you can't tell you. This is a sickness. There is something wrong with this human being. Now, the media are going to do his cover work for him, Joe Biden, of course. So the Wall Street Journal. So, as I will remind you, the Wall Street Journal editorial page is conservative. The Wall Street Journal News Bureau is left of the New York Times. Truly. There have been studies done on this. The Wall Street Journal News Bureau is to the left of the New York Times. This is from the News Bureau. Quote, it was a decision Joe Biden didn't want to make. Was it, though? Because if he didn't want to make it, he didn't have to make it, did he? He had warned Israel nearly 2 months ago against a full-scale assault on Rafah. Finally, Biden took a step he had long resisted. Biden's priority has been to secure a temporary ceasefire and defuse a charged political debate at home over whether his administration has put enough pressure on Netanyahu to limit the heavy civilian casualty toll in Gaza. Israel's objective has been to crush Hamas's last stronghold in Gaza. The groundwork for the decision to withhold arms was laid in April when the administration began a quiet review of arms shipments to Israel after months of resisting calls to put conditions on arms transfers to force Netanyahu's government to rethink its conduct of the war. Now, again, Joe Biden has provided zero, military plans to Israel that would reduce the civilian casualties in this war while still achieving the goals of freeing the hostages and extirpating Hamas. Zero military plans have been put forward. Joe Biden has forced Israel to negotiate with itself. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is using every tool at his disposal to pressure Israel to leave Hamas in place. That includes apparently allowing the International Criminal Court to possibly prosecute the current sitting government of Israel, which would only have the effect of meaning that every time an Israeli official went abroad, they might be arrested. Joe Biden has sat still for that. Meanwhile, the UN General Assembly, a rogues gallery, a hive of scum and villainy, is expected to upgrade Palestinian status at the UN, granting it almost all statehood rights. That is supposed to happen next week. The UAE is expected to submit a resolution calling on the UN Security Council to grant Palestine full membership status in the UN. Now, they tried this at the UN Security Council just a few weeks ago, and the U.S. said no, because as it turns out, there's no Palestinian government. But the UNGA is going to try to pass this thing through. And apparently, the United States is talking about sort of sitting aside on all of this, which is that there's no other way to read that than as a direct reward for October 7th. Kill 1,200 Jews, take 250 hostage, commit the worst terror assault in the West since 9/11, and you get a state. That is the math of the international community. And Joe Biden is sitting there for it and yelling at Bibi Netanyahu, the elected prime minister of the state of Israel, who is in a war cabinet with his opposition. How ridiculous is what Joe Biden is doing right now? It is so ridiculous that even Jewish Democrats are coming out and slamming him. Even Jewish Democrats are telling him that he is a joke. Representative Jared Moskowitz, who's a Democrat of Florida, He said, if Hamas is watching American television, which I guarantee you they are, they're seeing more division and their power growing in this country, which means less pressure on Hamas. He said delaying arms sales is not helpful to get us to a ceasefire. Representative Brad Sherman said that funding appropriated by Congress for Israel legally, quote, has to be spent, has to be obligated, has to go. Sherman said, again, these are Democrats. Biden came to this Congress. He said, pass legislation. You can't come to members, get them to vote for your bill, your package, and then throw away part of the package. Meanwhile, Representative Richie Torres has also been incredibly critical of Joe Biden, as he should. Many Jewish Democrats today are waking up to the fact that Joe Biden is controlled by the radical wing of the Democratic Party. And because he is controlled by the radical wing of the Democratic Party, maybe they should think about not giving him their vote. Maybe, as it turns out, it is a bad idea for people who care, for example, about the state of Israel, to vote for a president currently undercutting the state of Israel's ability to defend itself. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
One of the truly amazing things about this entire conflict, as I've said before, this is the most morally clear conflict of my lifetime. It is literally a terror group that ran a quasi-organized terror state that crossed a border and murdered people and took people hostage and is still holding Americans hostage. And somehow Joe Biden comes to the conclusion that this is an even-handed negotiation in which Israel must be stopped from destroying its enemy. And somehow this is going to make the Middle East more safe. Donald Trump, for his part, again, this is why Donald Trump needs to be reelected. This is why I have contributed to Donald Trump's campaign, among many other reasons. Obviously, I co-hosted an event for Trump long before this. But this is why. Here's what Donald Trump said, because he actually has a level of moral clarity. Joe Biden is a moral imbecile. Here is Donald Trump today. Quote, crooked Joe Biden, whether he knows it or not, just said he will withhold weapons from Israel as they fight to eradicate Hamas terrorists in Gaza. Hamas murdered thousands of innocent civilians, including babies, and are still holding Americans hostage, if the hostages are still alive. That crooked Joe is taking the side of these terrorists, just like he has sided with the radical mobs taking over our college campuses, because his donors are funding them. Absolutely true. 100% true. And by the way, again, what Joe Biden is doing, I mentioned the political before. This is political malpractice, what he is doing right now. It turns out vastly more Americans are anti-Hamas than pro-Hamas. And those pro-Hamas people, they're not going to be satisfied with anything Joe Biden does. Republicans are responding, as you would imagine they should. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell sent a letter to Joe Biden expressing their alarm over the administration's decision to halt the weapons transfers. They say that the news flies in the face of assurances provided regarding the timely delivery of security assistance to Israel. They say, we believe security assistance to Israel, Ukraine, and vulnerable partners in the Indo-Pacific should be expedited to the fullest extent possible. We have not been able to obtain pertinent information from the Department of State or Department of Defense regarding the ongoing review. Israel faces an existential and multi-front threat, as recently demonstrated by the direct attack by Iran and Iranian-backed terrorists, and daylight between the U.S. and Israel at this dangerous time risks emboldening Israel's enemies and undermining the trust that other allies and partners have in the United States. We ask that you provide relevant responses by the end of the week on the timing of this quote-unquote review, if any other shipments will be similarly paused, what office is responsible for conducting the review, and most importantly, when the review is anticipated to end, to allow this vital assistance to move forward. This is violation of law, what Joe Biden is doing right now. Donald Trump was impeached over this by Democrats. They said that his refusal to turn over allocated aid to Ukraine was an impeachable offense. Joe Biden is doing it openly for political purposes. And he's going to get away with it? This is pathetic stuff. And by the way, the American defense establishment has no answer. Yesterday, as I mentioned, Lloyd Austin was testifying in front of the Senate, and Lindsey Graham went after him, pointing out that there is literally no other scenario in which a country fighting for its survival against a terror group would be denied weaponry because of political concerns of the President of the United States.
Do you believe Iran really wants to kill all the Jews if they could? The Iranian regime? Yeah. Do you believe Hamas is serious when they say we'll keep doing it over and over again? Do you agree that they will if they can?
I do. Hamas.
Okay, right. Do you believe that Hezbollah is a terrorist organization also bent on the destruction of the Jewish state?
Hezbollah is a terrorist organization.
Okay, so Israel's been hit in the last few weeks by Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas, dedicated to their destruction. And you're telling me you're going to tell them how to fight the war and what they can and can't use when everybody around them wants to kill all the Jews? And you're telling me that if we withhold weapons in this fight, the existential fight for the life of the Jewish state, it won't send the wrong signal?
By the way, it is worth noting here that, again, on a pragmatic level, Joe Biden is so incompetent. Again, he's both morally imbecilic and incompetent that even his real goals here are not going to be achieved. So when it comes to his real goal in Israel, Dadi Taub, who's an excellent commentator over in Israel, he has a big piece over at Tablet Magazine talking about basically how Joe Biden really doesn't like Bibi Netanyahu and wants Bibi Netanyahu out. He wants Bibi Netanyahu replaced with Benny Gantz, who's the leader of the opposition party, who's currently sitting as part of the war cabinet. Well, if he actually wanted to achieve that, he shouldn't have publicly said that he was going to deprive Israel of weaponry if they go into Rafah. Gantz is supposedly in favor of doing that. If Gantz looks like a tool of Joe Biden, he ain't going to win the next election in Israel. So Biden won't even get his accomplished purpose. But what's the real reason that Joe Biden is doing? Again, the reason he is doing this is because he's a coward. He is a coward of cowards, Joe Biden. Yesterday, during this interview on CNN, he was asked by Aaron Burnett about protesters calling him Genocide Joe. Now, here's what a normal, non-coward president would say. You know why they're calling me that? Because they're ignorant. Because they're stupid. Because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. I just spoke at Holocaust Remembrance Day a couple of days ago. A Holocaust, a genocide, is an attempt to completely eviscerate an entire population, to exterminate an entire population. Israel is not only not doing that, Israel is attempting to avoid killing civilians. That is what and if they believe that, they're wrong. And they should get informed. That's what a normal human being would say. That's not what Joe Biden says, because he is afraid of those people, because he is a coward. Here is Joe Biden being a coward last night.
Mr. President, I had signs at college campuses. Some say Genocide Joe. Any of us that have gone to those campuses, sometimes we hear that chant. Do you hear the message of those young Americans?
Absolutely, I hear the message. Look, two things. First of all, there's a legitimate right to free speech and protest. There's a legitimate right to do that. They have a right to do that. There's not a legitimate right to use hate speech. There's not a legitimate right to threaten Jewish students. There's not a legitimate right to block people access to class. That's against the law.
When he says, I hear them, that's the reason. I hear them. They're calling you a genocidal maniac, and you quote-unquote hear those morally bereft people. You hear them. You hear them. You feel them. And so in order so that they won't call you mean names, the pro-Hamasniks, in order so that they won't call you mean names, you're going to help Hamas. That is Joe Biden's actual plan here. Because if he doesn't, then the Hamasniks won't vote for him. The people who love Hamas at these protests, they won't vote for him. They might call him Genocide Joe, and he wouldn't like that. That'd be very hurtful to Genocide Joe. So he's going to cave to them. That's all this is. Joe Biden is, was, always will be a political coward with his finger in the wind. That is all he ever was. We'll get to more of this in a second. Because again, the people that he is capitulating to, these campus dolts, they truly are some of the stupidest people on the planet. I mean, we are talking people who cannot tie their shoelaces. There's not a bus short enough for these people. We'll get to more on this in a moment. First, can your savings weather another economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate could crash. It did in 2008. During times of economic uncertainty or market volatility, investors tend to flock to gold as a safe haven asset. Its value tends to increase during turbulent times, providing a buffer against market downturns. This is why people are flocking to gold right now. It's why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Birch Gold understands that navigating financial decisions can be really daunting. That's why their dedicated in-house IRA department is there to guide you every step of the way. Birch Gold is committed to addressing your questions and concerns promptly. Their team is always ready to provide answers and clarity. Whether it's about fees, taxes on rollovers, or the timing of the process, they're here to ensure you feel valued and well-informed. Text Ben to 989898 to talk to one of Birch Gold's experts and claim your free info kit on gold. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. The best part is, it's not going to cost you a penny out of pocket. Just text Ben to 989898 right now. Again, text Ben to 989898 to get started. Text Ben to 989898. Get in touch with my friends over at Birch Gold. All right, coming up, Joe Biden was elected to be moderate, and then he decided to be Bernie Sanders. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Match when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
625. Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joe Biden is failing because Joe Biden said he was a moderate, but he's governed like Bernie. The original sin of this administration is that when they came into office, they pretended to be moderate, and they let Bernie Sanders run the show. The old derelict moron from Vermont, a complete useless person his entire life, a leech on public resources. His entire, that guy has defined Joe Biden's policy because Joe Biden is so afraid of his radical left, which is why Bernie was very happy yesterday about all this. He said that he's very glad that Joe Biden was moving toward an arms embargo against Israel in the middle of a war against a terror group. But don't worry, Bernie's going to do his as a Jew thing, as a Jew. Again, Bernie Sanders as Jewish as a ham sandwich with Swiss cheese.
To humanitarian organizations, we're looking at the possibility of massive famine and starvation, hundreds of thousands of kids starving to death. In my view, Netanyahu should not have gotten a nickel so long as he continued this incredibly destructive war. I'm glad to see that the president is beginning to move in that direction.
Israel did not declare this war. Israel did not start this war. Israel's been shipping in more humanitarian aid during the war than was going in before the war. And that's who's running the administration, is Bernie Sanders. All you Democrats, you voted for Joe Biden and not Bernie Sanders. And you got Bernie Sanders. That's what you got. And meanwhile, who are they catering to? They're catering to people who hate the country. Let's be clear. These protesters on these college campuses who are protesting in favor of Hamas, they are not protesting for humanitarian purposes. They do not give two damns about the 500,000 civilians slain during the Syrian civil war. Don't care one iota about it. They don't care about the Christians who are being wrecked in Niger. They don't care about any of that. They don't care about any of this stuff. All they care about is that America is bad. How do you know? Because they just say it. This is a sign that was projected on the side of a building during the George Washington University protest. And this is the whole thing. It is a burning American flag, and it says Gaza lights the spark that will set the empire ablaze. That is the agenda, and that is who Joe Biden is catering to, which is amazing because this is a congregation, a constellation of either malign actors or some of the stupidest people on the planet. I've been using that word a lot, this show, stupid, because it's hard for, again, I have a rule. The basic rule of Shapiro Stan is assume everyone is stupid and not evil. But honestly, it's kind of hard to tell these days. I will say that these people appear to be both stupid and evil. So over at Princeton, a bunch of students decided to go on a hunger strike for Gaza. And then, wait for it, they got hungry. I know, because it's a hunger strike. But apparently they were very shocked by this. And they demanded food during their hunger strike. They could just walk across the street and get a bagel. Well, they wouldn't want to get a bagel. I mean, that's a Jew donut. But they might get like a... might get like something from McDonald's or something. Anyway, here are these cosplay revolutionaries. I like this bag in the center wearing his keffiyeh and his Che Guevara hat, looking like he just walked out of a seventh grade chess club. By the way, half these people look like they could use a little longer of a hunger strike, if you know what I mean.
Friends and I, we are starving. We are physically exhausted. I'm quite literally shaking right now, as you can see. We are both cold and hot at the same time. We are all immunocompromised. And based on the university's meeting yesterday with some of our bargaining team, they would love to continue physically weakening us because they can't stand to say no to unjust murder.
Yay! So they are not eating, and then they're complaining about not eating. Okay, I have a solution. We'll force feed you. That's the solution. How about that? Because you both don't want to eat, and you do want to eat. So we'll just tube feed you. Would that be okay? No? These are the people Joe Biden is caving to. Joe Biden is caving to fatties for Palestine. Not my name. This group needs the hunger strike. Here's a representative of Fatties for Palestine happening over here. The good news is that if Israel runs out of 2,000-pound bombs, we just found one. So that's a solid one right there. Again, these are the people that Joe Biden decided to cave to. This is what he decided to do. He is such a coward. He's such a coward. And the ramifications of cowardice in a president of the United States is dead bodies. Those are the ramifications. So what is Israel going to do now? So Israel has a few choices. One, Israel can just ignore the United States and go in. This is what they really have to do. If they do not, the government ought to fall in Israel. If they do not finish off Hamas, they have not fulfilled their basic standard of keeping the people of Israel safe. They should go in, and they should then go to the United States Congress and ask the United States Congress to ram through the guarantee that Joe Biden provided to a bipartisan majority in Congress, in both the House and the Senate, to actually get that money out. Joe Biden is acting in violation of the law. That's what Israel should do. Will they do that? Probably not. In all likelihood, Israel will try to slow play this because, of course, Israel is an ally of the United States and has tried to act within the remit provided by the United States, including of Joe Biden. I can tell you this, everybody who likes a stable, solid foreign policy is begging for Donald Trump right now. Everyone all over the world, the people of Taiwan, they don't want Joe Biden. The people of Ukraine, they can pretend they like Joe Biden right now. Donald Trump would have been much better for Ukraine than Joe Biden has been because he would have told Vladimir Putin up top that a minor incursion was unacceptable, unlike Joe Biden, who basically incentivized Putin to cross that border. When it comes to Israel, no question, none of this would have happened in the first place. And if it did, Donald Trump would have let the shackles off Israel. And this thing would have been over 4 months ago. Everyone who likes a stable, predictable world, a more peaceful world, should look at the years from 2017 to 2020, and then they should look at the years from 2021 to 2024, and they should decide which period has been more stable in terms of foreign policy. Which era has been better for the strength of America abroad? This is the easiest choice ever. Joe Biden makes the choice for Donald Trump easier every single day. All Donald Trump has to do is just sit there. That's all he has to do, because Joe Biden is making this choice super simple. If he thinks he's going to win in Michigan, he's got another thing coming. All righty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Scientists are warning of the possible effects of a solar storm this weekend.
They saw the ejection, and that gave everyone here on Earth a heads up with enough time to be notified and to put a pause on any maintenance of power grids, for instance, to power down certain equipment that might be unnecessary, that could be harmed by voltage increases, anything like that. Satellite-sensitive instruments are being turned off so they're not compromised.
They will also illuminate the northern lights, which on a clear night may be seen as far south as Alabama. Police make dozens of arrests as pro-Hamas protest encampments are dismantled at the University of Pennsylvania, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of Arizona. Well, some beauty pageant drama.
The resignations this week shine a spotlight on the Miss Universe organization, which runs both pageants. Noelia Voigt cited mental health in giving up her Miss USA crown. Miss Teen USA Uma Sofia Srivastava says her personal values no longer fully align with the direction of the organization. The resignations leave the long-standing pageant group without its top two title holders for the first time in 72 years. The resignations have drawn calls for more transparency into Miss USA and its parent organization, both of which have faced controversy in the past. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The largest Catholic hospital chain in the U.S. says it was hit by a cyber attack this week. Thursday, Ascension Health announced it detected unusual activity on some of their network systems and are trying to figure out what information, if any, may have been affected by the situation. This happens a few months after a subsidiary of United Health Group was also hit by a major cyber attack. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's see, guys. Don't be that dad without life insurance. When thanks to Ethos, you can be that great dad with life insurance to help keep his family living exactly like they do now. Secure and protected in the event of the unexpected. With a fast and easy online experience, some policies as low as a dollar a day and up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Ethos makes getting life insurance protection hassle-free. E for easy, E for Ethos at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared Red grills at besthotgrill.com.
China's President Xi Jinping is on the final day of his visit to Europe, spending it in Hungary.
The Chinese president described relations with Hungary as an all-weather strategic partnership for the new era, a sign of how much value the Chinese place on this visit. The small Central European country offers a useful hub to produce cars and electric vehicle batteries inside the EU and avoid existing or threatened import quotas or tariffs. The first passenger cars are due to roll off the production line next year at the new BYD plant in southern Hungary, the first Chinese car factory in the EU.
Two radical climate activists in their 80s are under arrest after breaking the glass protecting Britain's historic Magna Carta. The pair entered the British Library in London Friday morning, smashed the glass case, and then glued themselves to the document's enclosure. News and analysis at townhall.com. Wall Street coasts to the finish line of another winning week.
Stocks closed out another winning week on Wall Street with a quiet, mixed finish. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.3%, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped by less than 0.1%. Every major index notched weekly gains. A lengthening parade of strong profit reports helped support the market. Stocks had been on track for bigger gains in the morning, but regressed following a discouraging report on U.S. consumer sentiment. The report suggested U.S. households are raising their expectations for inflation. That helped Treasury yields rise ahead of next week's highly anticipated updates on inflation. Damian Troisi, New York.
A Florida Republican wants to impeach President Biden for withholding military aid to Israel as it goes into the city of Rafah to finish off terror group Hamas. Republicans have slammed Biden over the threat. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Today on the Matt Walsh Show, our disgraced public health authorities are gearing up for the next big pandemic right in time for the presidential election. This time, the media warns that the coming plague could be 100 times worse than COVID. Yeah, right. Also, migrants in Denver have issued a list of demands which include fresh, culturally appropriate food ingredients provided by the taxpayers, of course. Apple has to apologize for an iPad ad that was accidentally way too honest. And in our daily cancellation, a man claims that he was accosted with a racial slur by a Pizza Hut delivery guy. The whole incident was caught on camera. Is it all another hoax? Stay tuned and find out. I mean, yes, it is. All of that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. From the perspective of the people running the government and the various public health authorities, one of the absolute worst things you can possibly do is remember what they told you 5 minutes ago. Especially if you keep track of the most alarming things they say, then it's very easy to realize that pretty much none of it is true and you can't take any of it seriously. Just 4 years ago, for instance, as you probably recall, we were told repeatedly that COVID-19 was a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. The United Nations still has an article on its website right now that makes that exact declaration. It's called All Hands on Deck to Fight a Once-in-a-Lifetime Pandemic. And it wasn't written by some intern or whatever. The author was the UN Secretary General. And he wasn't the only one saying that. Various peer-reviewed papers promoted by the NIH made the same claim. So did the White House, where Jen Psaki insisted during a press briefing that COVID was a, quote, once-in-a-century pandemic. Now, all those pronouncements didn't last long. We're now less than 6 months away from another presidential election. And just in time, what do you know, there is a new once-in-a-lifetime pandemic on the horizon. Along with nationwide civil disorder, we're getting another pathogen. And in fact, we're told that this pandemic is going to be potentially much deadlier than the last one. So all the old predictions were way off. It turns out COVID was a twice-in-a-lifetime pandemic, I guess, or maybe eventually a three-times-in-a-lifetime, five-times-in-a-lifetime. Here's the New York Post to explain.
Flu pandemic with the potential to be 100 times worse than COVID may be on the horizon after a rare human case was discovered in Texas. The H5N1 avian flu has spread rapidly since a new strain was detected in 2020, affecting wild birds in every state as well as commercial poultry and backyard flocks. It has now also been detected in mammals, with cattle herds across 4 states becoming infected in recent weeks. And on Monday, federal health officials announced that a dairy worker in Texas caught the virus. Dr. Suresh Kuchipudi, a bird flu researcher in Pittsburgh, said we are now, quote, getting dangerously close to this virus potentially causing a pandemic. He noted that H5N1 has already been detected in species across the world and said, quote, I think this is a virus that has the greatest pandemic threat that is playing out in plain sight and globally present. The World Health Organization estimates that about 52% of humans who have contacted the H5N1 since 2003 have died. For comparison, COVID currently kills only about 0.1% of those it infects.
Okay, so bird flu, and there's been many, many headlines about the bird flu as we gear up for the election. We knew it would be something, and so bird flu is what they're going with. The reporter from the New York Post, as you just heard, opens her report by saying that the bird flu could be 100 times worse than COVID, but she doesn't explain how she's coming up with that number exactly. Later on in the video, she says that 52% of humans who have contracted bird flu since 2003 have died, while COVID only kills 0.1% of people that it infects. And that makes the bird flu sound, in fact, even more serious than 100 times more dangerous. But it's also using very old data. So the question remains, where exactly is the idea that bird flu could be 100 times worse than COVID coming from? Now, if you dig around that New York Post article, you'll find this explanation. Quote, John Fulton, a pharmaceutical industry consultant for vaccines and the founder of Canada-based BioNiagara, also expressed his concerns. This appears to be 100 times worse than COVID, or it could be if it mutates and maintains its high case fatality rate, he said. Once it's mutated to infect humans, we can only hope that the fatality rate drops. This is worse, or it could be. This is something, well, actually, it's not that thing, but it could be. Now, the Post is quoting from a Daily Mail interview in which Fulton also says, quote, this discovery is very concerning, and government should take immediate action by seeking out and mobilizing all high potential production capacity for vaccines and therapeutics for the prevention and treatment of avian influenza H5N1. We need to sound the bells to wake up our government to the fact that there is a virus that is undergoing mutations that would/could eventually allow it to become highly transmissible in human mammals. Would/could. Okay, so a guy named John Fulton says that if the bird flu mutates to spread easily among humans, and if it maintains a high fatality rate, then it could be 100 times worse than COVID. And he says this all, this is all very disturbing, and we need the government to help create and presumably fund more, quote, vaccines and therapeutics. So the next time you get your COVID booster, if you're one of the 4 people still doing that, you should maybe make room on your arm for the bird flu vax when that is ready to go. That's the idea. And because of this quote, various news outlets, including the Post, have said that experts are warning about the existential threat posed by bird flu. And this guy, as far as I could tell, seems to be the primary source of that claim. But John Fulton is not an expert in anything. According to his LinkedIn, he's got a degree in corporate communications from something called Brock University in Canada. And he lists, I'm not making this up, social media as one of his professional skills. So his qualifications are that he can use Instagram and Facebook. Essentially, he's a salesman, a marketer, and he currently consults on the side for something called Pop Biotechnologies, which says on its website that it, quote, develops revolutionary therapies that expand treatment possibilities in cancer care and infectious disease prevention. Where have we seen this before? When have we seen fake experts pretending to know what they're talking about as they raise the alarm about some catastrophic public health emergency without disclosing their obvious conflicts of interest? I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Do these 3 words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
Now, it's actually hard to believe that the media is being this flagrant about the narrative this time around. They're not even getting a scientist to scare everyone. You know, if you wanted to deliberately undermine people's trust in public health, like to whatever extent any trust still exists, then it's hard to think of what you'd do differently exactly. You do exactly what the media is doing now. You find some social media expert and get him to say something outrageous and supposedly terrifying, and then you'd pretend that he knows what he's talking about. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying that bird flu or H5N1 definitely isn't or couldn't be potentially in the future a threat. I'm not an expert on the topic any more than John Fulton is. We're both guys giving our opinion. Unlike John Fulton, I'm happy to admit that. What I am saying is that right now, according to all of the available evidence we have, there's no sign that the bird flu is any kind of significant threat to the public or worthy of any real concern or any of the blaring headlines that it's getting. There's no evidence that it's spreading between humans. There's one farm worker somewhere who's supposedly currently infected, and that's it right now. The commercial milk and dairy supply is safe, according to a recent analysis of hundreds of random samples. And this tracks with how the bird flu has behaved for decades. It typically doesn't infect people at all. So there are no real signs that that's changing. So nothing really to worry about. Of course, like anything could happen in the future. So there's an infinite number of possible terrible things that could happen at any time. Do you sit around worrying about those things? Well, you shouldn't. But here's the key point. If that does change, let's just say, hypothetically, if bird flu suddenly becomes infectious and starts killing humans, which could theoretically happen, just like anything could theoretically happen, then there is no doubt about one thing, that in that hypothetical universe, the bird flu will be far deadlier than it would have been if the public health establishment hadn't lied to us for years about COVID. Public health authorities proved with COVID that we can't trust anything they say. So if there is a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic, an actual real one this time, we'll have no choice but to ignore them, or at best take them with a massive grain of salt. And of course, in turn, that will provide them with the pretense to use even more force than last time. So in a way, their own flagrant untrustworthiness becomes a benefit to them. It guarantees that we will defy them, because what other choice do we have, which gives them the excuse to be authoritarians. A year ago, the head of the World Health Organization delivered a speech about the next pandemic, which he said was inevitable, and he made it clear that he understands very well that people will be hesitant to ever obey public health officials again. So to counteract that hesitancy and to ensure equity, he says, the head of the WHO insisted on changes that, quote, must be made. Watch.
We cannot kick this can down the road. If we do not make the changes that must be made, then who will? And if we do not make them now, and when? When the next pandemic comes knocking, and it will, we must be ready to answer decisively, collectively, and equitably. And for enhanced international cooperation, the pandemic accord, a generational commitment that we will not go back to the old cycle of panic and neglect that left our world vulnerable, but move forward with a shared commitment to meet shared threats with a shared response. That's why we say the pandemic accord is a generational agreement. A commitment from this generation is important, because it's this generation that experiences how awful a small virus could be.
So he says, quote, when the next pandemic comes knocking, and it will, we must be ready to answer decisively, collectively, and equitably. And for enhanced international cooperation, he says, there needs to be a pandemic accord to ensure that the old cycle of panic and neglect never happens again. The panic that, you know, the so-called public health authorities intentionally stoked, you know, that panic that's like all their fault, must never happen again. And instead, he says, we need a shared response directed, of course, by the WHO. Now, if you go and look up the pandemic accord on the WHO's website, you'll find that it's intended to, quote, support global coordination through a stronger WHO. Additionally, quote, at the heart of the proposed accord is the need to ensure equity in both access to the tools needed to prevent pandemics, including technologies like vaccines, personal protective equipment, information and expertise, and access to health care for all people. And we know what that means. We know what equity and access, we know what these things mean. It means that if you're a white guy, it's always bad news. especially if the extremely unlikely scenario really does play out where the bird flu somehow mutates and starts infecting people's lungs. And if they ever did then develop any treatment that actually works and won't make you even sicker. So there's a whole bunch of big, big ifs here. But if all that happens, then if you're a white guy, I guess, you know, you're going to be last on the list. Now, in any event, there's no point in fretting about whether there will be another COVID-style pandemic. The World Health Organization is saying there will be. It's inevitable. This is a very far cry from the old lines we heard about how COVID was a once-in-a-century or once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. Now, the moment they realized COVID was over, the public health establishment stopped pretending that it was a rare event. It's not rare anymore. Now it's like it's inevitable. It's going to happen again anytime. So they immediately got to work on preparing for the next pandemic. And already with another presidential election rapidly approaching, some of the least impartial and least qualified people in the country desperately want us to believe that it's about to arrive. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Boo for the villain, cheer for the hero, sigh for the sweet young thing, and laugh your tail feathers off at foul play in French Gulch, a Western melodrama that the whole family will love. Don't be a chicken, wear your Western duds, and come on down to the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading, May 9th through the 26th. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by Cornerstone Community Bank, the Downtown Reading Cultural District, and this amazing station.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
To qualify.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show.
The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, had some thoughts this week about the struggles faced by young black kids. Let's listen to that.
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things. And I want the world open up to all of them, because when you have their diverse voices innovating solutions through technology, then you're really addressing society's broader challenges.
They don't even know what a computer is. They don't have electricity. They've never heard of cars or indoor plumbing. If you use a lighter around them, they'll think that you're conjuring fire from the heavens and they'll worship you as a god. This is what she thinks of black people because she's so incredibly anti-racist. That's basically her position. Now, as many have pointed out, by the way, Joe Biden infamously said almost exactly the same thing back when he was running for president in 2016. So it's a very similar idea. Now, there was a fair amount of backlash against this from both sides, and Kathy Hochul has backtracked now, predictably. The AP reports New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she regrets making an offhand remark that suggested black children in the Bronx do not know what the word computer means. The remark was, in a statement later Monday, Hochul said, "I misspoke and I regret it. Of course, black children in the Bronx know what computers are. The problem is that they too often lack access to technology needed to get on track to high-paying jobs in emerging industries like AI. That's why I've been focused on increasing economic opportunities since day one of my administration, and will continue to fight to ensure every New Yorker has a shot at a good-paying job." Okay, so now to be clear, saying that black kids have never heard of computers is not misspeaking. Like, you misspeak when you stutter over your words or you flub something or something like that. But this was just a false claim that she made. Now, did she say it because she really believes that black kids haven't heard of computers? Or was she saying this because it was her patronizing, condescending way of trying to seem compassionate to minorities? I'm guessing the latter, but it could go either way. And, you know, a lot of conservatives are reacting to this by saying that Kathy Hochul is racist. You know, the Dems are the real racists. You see that whole bit. And I think that kind of misses the point. She's not racist. Like, she doesn't hate black people. She probably doesn't like them very much either, but she doesn't like anyone. Like, I think she probably feels about black people the way she feels about everybody, all of her constituents. She just doesn't care. She's a mediocre Democrat politician who happens to be the governor, although she's never been elected to anything in her life. Just an empty vessel, soulless, basically indifferent to everything and everybody. I don't think she has any special hatred for black people, though. No, this is just left-wing victimology. She subscribes totally to left-wing victimology. That's all she was trying to do with this claim. And she knows that black people are always supposed to be the victims in every situation. She just took it a little too far. You know, and almost in her defense, I would say that it's hard to know exactly where the line is supposed to be, because, you know, she's probably thinking to herself, well, hang on a second. We go around all the time claiming that black people don't know how to get driver's licenses. Like, that's a standard claim. So is it really that much more outlandish to say that they haven't heard of computers? Isn't that, like, that's just maybe one step beyond what we already say all the time. And so she just didn't, you know, she went a step farther than they're willing to go, and because she doesn't know exactly where the lines are, and that's what happened. How far are you supposed to go in infantilizing black people in order to paint them as the victims? Because this is what all of the left does. And, you know, she doesn't know. She wasn't sure where the line is. And now she knows. Trial and error. That's the way it goes. I will mention one other thing. In her follow-up statement, she says that she didn't mean to say that black people haven't heard of computers. She meant that they don't have access to technology. And that's why there aren't more black kids becoming scientists and engineers and astronauts and all the rest of it. Now, that obviously is not true. First of all, in modern America, pretty much everyone has access to technology. Like 92% of Americans have smartphones. As for computers, desktops, laptops, what have you, almost everybody either has one or could get one or could at least access one, whether at school or at the library or at a family member's house or a friend's house. You know, the number of people who simply cannot access computers at all is very, very small. And in that very small group, I imagine there are at least as many poor white people
in trailer parks in Appalachia or whatever, who legitimately have no access to a computer, but it's still a small group. The point is, that's not what's preventing a lot of these black kids from becoming successful scientists and engineers and building robots and working on AI and all the rest of it. It's not that. It's not that they lack access to computers. It's that they lack access to their fathers, many of them, to a stable family structure, to an intact nuclear family. That is the issue that is holding back a lot of these kids. And that's an important point, obviously, because if you have a kid growing up in a dysfunctional environment, in a dysfunctional community, with no father figure, with a mother's not paying attention, not equipped, not doing much to raise the child, you grow up in that kind of environment, it doesn't, like, someone, you could be given a phone, you can be given a free computer, they can give you everything that you want, and it's not going to make a damn bit of difference. So that's really the issue. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. I can't not play this clip. I can't not play it. So here it is. Watch. This is absolutely unfair. I am being punched in the head right now. I have a headache. My head is throbbing. This is absolute. What is happening? The fist that is attached to my own arm, which is attached to my body, is slamming into my head. And this is unfair. This is completely unfair. I blame everyone but myself for this. It's basically what they're doing. It is unfair. They are refusing to eat and therefore they are hungry. It is unfair that they should have to endure the inevitable physical consequences of the thing that they are intentionally doing to themselves. When actually, you know, of course, that not only is that not unfair, it's actually the most fair thing in the world. The most fair thing I've ever heard of is that someone goes on a hunger strike and now they're hungry. I can't think of anything more fair than that. That's, you have done a thing and then it's a result that is so obvious that it's in the name of the thing you're doing. It's called a hunger strike. And so you're hungry. This is unfair. I've gone on a hunger strike and now I'm hungry. It's the level of entitlement is so psychotic at this point that it's hard to even understand what they're saying. Like, what do you want anyone to do about it? Eat some food. No one eats the food all around you. Eats. What do you want us to do? Do you want the university to tackle you to the ground and force feed you? Is that what you, do you want that? Do you want them to like shoot you with tranquilizer darts? and just put you on a feeding tube while you're unconscious? I mean, what do you want them to do? I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector. Nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the word calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
Where we've got, we've reached a point of entitlement. It's like there needs to be a, and I don't like medicalizing everything, as you know, medicalizing the human condition. I'm against it. But you can make an argument for having something, and maybe we could call it entitlement psychosis or something like that, because it is it's a real psychological phenomenon, and it's very new. It's a new phenomenon where people have such a sense of entitlement that it has actually driven them insane. We have people who are so self-entitled that they have been driven to the point of madness. You know, this is what happens when adults come to honestly believe that nothing is ever their fault, nothing is their responsibility, they are accountable for nothing, they are responsible for nothing, and they deserve whatever they want, whenever they want it, all the time. When you believe that, when you've been raised to believe that, it actually, I think it causes almost a form of psychosis, and we cannot have a functioning society with millions of adults with this mentality. And I know we all, for years now, we have all liked to tell ourselves, we have come up with this wonderful, reassuring fiction, this fairy tale story that these sorts of people, you know, they're in college and they're very entitled, they're entitled little brats, but, oh, you know what, when they get out into the real world, everything's going to change. They get out into the real world, the real world's going to straighten them out real quick. They're going to understand. They're going to learn some things out in the real world. We like to tell ourselves that, but as we kind of whistle past the graveyard of our civilization, but it's not true, unfortunately. Because while we have been insisting that for years, that all of these entitled college kids will get out into the real world, and they'll, no, actually not, because the real world is increasingly run by these kinds of people. This is where the problem is. We have a whole generations of people that are like this. Well, they take over the world eventually. And so the world, it's we're living in a reality that is reality itself is not defined or governed by these people, but you know, we live in a system that is defined and governed by these kinds of people. And so what does that mean? It means that like that girl right there, and we can hope that she'll get out into the quote unquote real world and become a functioning member of society, but probably not, because we have a system that caters to these people. We have a system that says, like, look, if you're a self-entitled brat and you want to go around stomping your feet and having temper tantrums and believing that the world owes you everything, we have a system that says, okay, yeah, we want you to be that way. So we'll do everything we can to keep you like that. Because the people really running the system, they may not feel, you know, they may not share that delusion, but they want, they're quite happy to have millions of people who operate that way, because those sorts of people are easy to control and easy to manipulate. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, Copists and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. Kidney Cop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable Kidney Cop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need Kidney Cop right away. Purchase Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Is your child struggling with reading and comprehension? Call the USA Reading Clinic. In less than 20 minutes, the USA Reading Clinic can explain exactly why your child struggles with reading and how to correct the problem. In the first free call, the USA Reading Clinic will prove that your child can actually read at normal or advanced levels.
All I can say is if you have a child who's struggling, I can tell you it absolutely works.
Call for more information. 800-200-4028. That's 800-200-4028.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Paid for by America First Tax Group.
Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-507-0466 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-507-0466 or visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com. com/Bongino. That's 800-507-0466 or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino. Again, 800-507-0466 or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Bongino.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. For our daily cancellation today, we have the shocking story first reported by Action News 5 out of Memphis of a Pizza Hut delivery driver who allegedly called a black customer the N-word. The man, whose name is Jamarius Archie, is now suing over the incident, which happened last summer in Oxford, Mississippi. As the story goes, the delivery driver knocked on Archie's door, called him the N-word, and handed him a pizza. A press release on the website of Archie's attorney, Carlos Moore, says this: the Carlos Moore Law Group filed a lawsuit against Pizza Hut on behalf of Mr. Jamarius Archie for a disturbing incident of racial discrimination that occurred on June 25th, 2023 in Oxford, Mississippi. Mr. Archie, an African-American, was subjected to a racial slur by a Pizza Hut delivery driver captured on the Archie family's Ring doorbell camera. This unacceptable behavior has caused Mr. Archie emotional distress and harm. Attorney Carlos Moore stated, quote, "The racial discrimination experienced by Mr. Archie is reprehensible. This lawsuit aims to hold Pizza Hut accountable for the actions of their employees and to ensure that racial bias has no place in our society." Cosmore Law Group is dedicated to seeking justice for Mr. Archie, and he demands that the Pizza Hut take responsibility and implement changes to prevent future incidents. Now, I don't want to spoil the twist ending here and ruin all the fun, but if you're already assuming out of the gate that this must be a hoax, if you've already dismissed this claim out of hand without any further investigation whatsoever, well, you're right, of course. Obviously, a Pizza Hut delivery guy didn't randomly drop the N-word on a black customer while delivering pizzas. Like, pretty much every story of this kind that we have heard over the past 30 years has turned out to be completely made up, and this one is no different. And in fact, this is one of the rare cases where we actually have video of the incident not happening. This is video that the victim, quote unquote, who is now seeking to profit off of this non-event has eagerly provided. So there is Ring camera footage, as mentioned, of the interaction between Jamarius Archie and the driver. And a few days ago, Archie's attorney, Carlos Moore, appeared on Roland Martin's YouTube channel and brought the footage along with him. Let's watch.
A Mississippi man says he got more than a pizza from his Oxford Pizza Hut delivery driver on June 25th, 2023. Jamarius Archie opened his door to receive his order when the white driver called him a racial slur. Take a listen.
Pizza Hut, how you doing? I appreciate you. Let me just grab a signature if you don't mind. I'll pay you up.
In case you missed it, we will play it again.
Pizza Hut, how you doing? Here we go. Appreciate you. Let me just grab a signature if you don't mind. I'll pay you up.
In case we missed it, he played it again. And we did miss it. We all missed it because the it in this case didn't happen. It's totally imaginary. The Ring camera audio isn't the best audio, obviously, so the delivery guy's words at the end of that clip are garbled. But it's very clear simply from the tone of the interaction that he didn't say the N-word. Like, if you were tempted to believe that maybe it happened before listening to it, you would assume that, maybe something like that could have happened if there was some sort of argument. If he was angry, if they were yelling at each other, the pizza was late, and the guy yells at him, and he cusses him out, and they cuss, and then he drops, like, but no, that's not what happened. It's totally normal and friendly interaction. In fact, he was far friendlier than the average customer service worker is these days, just simply by offering a greeting and not being outwardly hostile and surly to the paying customer. He has already set himself apart from the baseline customer service standard. If I ran the Pizza Hut in Oxford, Mississippi, I would give that guy, I'd make him employee of the month, just based on that interaction. Cause it's like, well, the standards are as low as they can get. I mean, the bar is pretty low, but at least he's being friendly. And we're supposed to believe that somehow the N-word was dropped at the very end of that clip, which would mean that the delivery driver said, this is what he would have said as he was handing over the pizza. Here we go. Appreciate you. Let me just grab a signature if you don't mind, N-word. So the claim, I guess, is that this Pizza Hut delivery guy just casually uses the N-word with customers as a greeting. Because that's what it would be. Like, if he actually said it there, then that's how he didn't even mean it as an insult. This is his way of saying hello. And if that was true, it would mean that at worst, he's guilty of using the N-word the same way that many black people use it. And this is why we have to be careful here. It's important to point out that the claim is a lie. Now, even if it's difficult to hear precisely what word or phrase he uses at the end of the clip, he obviously didn't say the N-word. But even as we call out this hoax for what it is, we should make sure that we aren't tacitly supporting the premise that if the delivery driver had said that word in that context, he would be guilty of some great moral crime. Now, to say that word would be professionally and perhaps even literally suicidal, would be a self-destructive, extremely ill-advised thing to do. He would be guilty of creating huge problems for himself and getting himself fired. But, you know, no white person actually has any moral obligation to observe the insane, totally indefensible, ridiculous rule that decrees that this word is acceptable to be used in any and every context by one race, but in no context at all by another race. I mean, the idea that the pigmentation of your skin should determine whether you're allowed to utter certain syllables in a particular combination is totally absurd. And as far as I know, without precedent in the history of the world. I can't think of any other example ever anywhere in the world where one single word has been imbued with this kind of mystical power. So if he did say it in a friendly way, he would only be doing what millions of people in this country do every day, and it's never considered a problem. But obviously, he didn't say it. A white delivery driver who is in the habit of saying the N-word, casually, would not be employed for very long. Like, this would not be the first time we were hearing about this. And he probably wouldn't be alive for very long. And that's why a much more sensible translation of that clip is this. Here we go. Appreciate you. Let me just grab a signature if you don't mind, will you? You know, it also is possible that he said there at the end. So let me grab a signature if you don't mind there. Whatever he said, there are several possible translations that are far more sensible and far more likely than the N-word. And of course, one way to clear this up would have been for the customer to ask him in the moment, like if he really thought that the guy said that word to him, why would he say, I'm sorry, what did you say? And if he did say the N-word that openly and casually, then he would have no problem repeating it. He would probably, like, apparently it, if he said it in that context, it means he thinks that there's no issue. He somehow is living in the year 2024 and thinks that it's never, no one's ever told him that there's a problem with saying the word. So he would just repeat it. But the customer didn't handle it that way. Instead, he said nothing in the moment, and he pulled the Ring camera footage later that day, sent it to a lawyer, and filed a lawsuit. And speaking of the lawyer, he appeared on this YouTube show to talk about the severe emotional and psychological damage that his client has endured due to this friendly five-second exchange with a pizza delivery guy. Watch.
Let's start with, what in the world? I almost wanted to play it a third time. Can you please tell us and help us process what we just saw? Was that real?
It was real. And like you, I could not believe my ears. I mean, this happened in 2023 in Oxford, Mississippi. This young African-American man ordered a pizza in a nice neighborhood, and it was just a normal day, and he never could have expected to be called the N-word just for ordering a pizza.
And what was, you know, we read the statement that you posted, but, you know, knowing your client, what was his reaction after the fact? Because it seems like such a natural transaction, but it just seems like kind of after the fact, it seems like, whoa, wait a minute, what just happened? Like, how did he process what he experienced?
Yes, it was very difficult to process. He's undergoing counseling now for what he endured, but it caught him off guard. I mean, most people, had they had any kind of forewarning, knew exactly what he said when he said it and processed it immediately, they probably would have stolen the pizza driver. But, I mean, he was so shocked, he ran to his video surveillance to run it back. He had to run it back again to make sure he had heard what he heard. He showed it to his wife, and they agreed. There was nothing wrong with his ears. He had been called the N-word.
Yeah, I had to double-check my ears a couple of times as well.
Well, maybe you should check them a third time then. There's one clip one of the clips I wanted to play for you. And this is, you know, we've already heard that he's in counseling and all that, but this is the best part. Listen.
A response for, I want to bring my panel in shortly, but has there been a response from Pizza Hut about how they're looking at handling this situation to date since this happened last summer?
Evidently, Pizza Hut has ratified this comment. The man is still a delivery driver in Oxford, Mississippi, and he is still free to roam the streets and deliver pizzas and call people to N-word at will. And so this is very disappointing.
Still employed. Wow. That was not something I was expecting to hear.
Did he say, I'm actually having more trouble understanding what the lawyer is saying than the delivery guy. Did he say that Pizza Hut ratified the comment? Did I hear that correctly? Pizza Hut ratified the N-word. What does that mean? I don't think that Pizza Hut has the authority to ratify anything. But especially not the N-word, whatever that would mean. Anyway, the delivery driver is still out there. He's wandering the streets, giving out pizzas and calling people the N-word, which I guess is better than just calling them the N-word. Like, at least there's a pizza in the deal. I mean, if there was someone wandering around giving out pizzas and you know, insulting you, like, I'll take the insult along with the pizza. But that's just me. The community in Oxford, Mississippi doesn't feel that way. The community is not safe. They're all locked in their homes, huddled together, trembling and afraid. Every time there's a knock at the door, they scream out in fear. It's him again. He's back with more pizzas and more racial slurs. Now, we don't need to, you know, continue analyzing this breaking news story. The guy didn't say the N-word. No honest person could interpret the exchange that way. This customer and his lawyer are grifters, hoping that Pizza Hut just throws some money at them so they go away. That's all that's happening here, clearly. But I do want you to notice just how
perfunctory and unconvincing this whole performance is. The lawyer claims that the customer is in counseling over this interaction with a pizza delivery guy, but he can barely take himself seriously as he says it. In fact, the host is practically laughing through the whole thing. And he stops smiling for one moment when the lawyer mentions the guy's in counseling. And the host, that's the only time he stops grinning, because he knows he has to, like, pretend, like, oh, in counseling, sure, that's, well, of course. Sure, he has PTSD over this. And then later on, they bring in some distinguished panelists to join in the conversation. They also have barely disguised smirks on their faces the whole time. The racial grievance shtick has become boring and stale, even for the people who engage in it. So boring and stale that Pizza Hut, which knows something about boring and stale things, has completely ignored this so far. They have not even responded. And I think that will be a sign that the race hustle is really over. If you can't even extort a few $100,000 out of Pizza Hut by falsely accusing an employee of saying a racial slur, that's a very bad sign for the grifters. It will mean that the world is finally taking their BS as seriously as they take it, which is not at all. And that is why they are today canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tosha Stevens. Biden National Security Spokesman John Kirby says Ukraine is getting more military aid.
The president signed another $400 million drawdown package for Ukraine, which includes additional artillery ammunition, air defense interceptors, and anti-aircraft missiles, armored vehicles, artillery rounds, javelin and anti-armor systems, and other equipment needed to defend Kharkiv and other areas that are under threat.
$400 million comes in addition to the $95 billion approved by Congress. Wiping out Islamic terrorists looked down upon by the Biden administration as it withholds weapons needed by Israel to finish off terror group Hamas once and for all. House Speaker Mike Johnson charges Biden's policy amounts to micromanaging Israel's war effort.
What President Biden has announced here in the last, 18, 24 hours is a very dangerous abandonment of Israel. It represents a true departure of what they had committed to us and what the will of Congress is. Remember, we just voted several days ago to ensure that we can provide the proper arms and assistance to Israel when they are literally fighting for their survival as a nation.
Johnson's full interview can be heard today on the Salem News program this week on the Hill. Most Americans are annoyed with the pro-Hamas campus protest. The survey said over half of respondents say they oppose the recent protest on our nation's university campuses. The sun is emitting strong solar flares that contain high-energy radiation, which could cause disruptions to communications. It also makes it possible to see the northern lights across more of the U.S. starting tonight. NOAA upgraded a geomagnetic solar storm watch from a level 3 to a level 4 after solar flares from the surface of the sun combine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Stop overpaying for wireless. There is a better way. PureTalk saves the average family about $1,000 a year on the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less, and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
An Oklahoma death row inmate will not be executed.
District Judge Tim Mills wrote that psychologists found that 63-year-old inmate Wade Greeley Lay has no rational understanding of why he is to be put to death. Defense attorney Callie Heller called the ruling a relief, saying Lay is convinced that the execution is part of a government conspiracy to silence him. Heller said the state will seek a formal stay of execution. Lay was convicted of killing a Tulsa bank guard in 2004. A spokesperson for Attorney General Gittner Drummond did not comment. John Scott reporting.
Search crews have recovered the bodies of two backcountry skiers who were swept away and buried by an avalanche in the mountains outside Salt Lake City. The Salt Lake County Sheriff says teams uncovered the bodies Friday morning. The 23- and 32-year-old men were killed in a snowslide Thursday morning. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, some House Democrats are leaning into border security on the campaign trail after years of being against it, hoping to boost their popularity headed into the fall election.
The party now argues that Democrats in competitive races can run on fixing the border while painting Republicans as obstructionists for rejecting the Senate's bipartisan border deal. Republicans passed a border bill in the House last year, but the Senate declined to take it up. Republicans currently have a 217-213 majority in the House, and the fight for control over the chamber is seen as a toss-up. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats are teeing up a plan to hold a new vote on the bipartisan border deal, which failed in February, while the Biden administration is considering its own actions. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Former San Diego Padres first-round draft pick Sean Burroughs has died at the age of 43. USA Today says he collapsed and died while coaching his son's Little League team. Burroughs grew up in Long Beach, the son of former major leaguer and MVP Jeff Burroughs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Uh,
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Gratification upon him every day. It doesn't matter how much he lies. And what was the latest one? One of his teachers in high school was drafted by the Green Bay Packers. Complete fiction. Absolute falsehood. But he was in Wisconsin, where, of course, everybody loves the Green Bay Packers. And he lied that the high school he grew up, when he was going to high school in Delaware, everybody was a Green Bay Packers fan. This is what he's claiming. And that one of their teachers was drafted by the Green Bay Packers. None of it's true. But that doesn't matter because he's a Democrat, and the news media is here to service him, and I mean that in the most solicitous way. Speaking of which, Stormy Daniels was on the stand again yesterday in New York City, and truth is not really her bag either. However, we did learn something about her, and that shouldn't come as a complete surprise given, you know, the trajectory of her life and her chosen profession. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, and all of that. There are all kinds of words for ladies like that. I can't use most of them here, but because it would be impolite. We're in mixed company and all that stuff. So she told a lot of crazy things, including I see dead people. Turns out she says she's a medium. She doesn't look like a medium. She looks like an extra large, doesn't she? But she says she's a medium. And therefore, she communicates with the dead. She communicates with the other side, with ghosts and departed family members and things. She has many powers, and apparently that is one of them.
I see dead people.
Of course, when, you know, after she's done communicating with the dead, at least you don't have to toss her a moist towelette, which is another thing altogether. But we'll get into that because that's pretty wacky stuff as well. And they continue to try to lynch President Trump. That's right, a moist towelette. But toilet sounds like a small one, don't you? Might need a larger. It depends. But that's not important right now. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Amazing stuff. We have a collection of stories here, and we post our collection of stories each day. Biden tells a lie a minute during CNN interview. Biden falsely claims his Catholic school teacher was drafted by the Green Bay Packers during Wisconsin appearance. He made that one up. Joe Biden is going to be hosting a fundraiser. Well, he's not hosting it. A California Bay Area billionaire will be hosting it. And what did I see this morning? That you can pay $175,000 to go shake Joe Biden's hand. Think of how rich and how dumb you'd have to be. Imagine that. $175,000. No, we were mocking the Met Gala the other night in New York City, we came in here and we were making fun of it because the per head, I don't want to keep going back to that, but the per head ticket price for the Met Gala, $75,000 a year. Last year was only $50,000 a year. This year, $75,000 a year. But that's nothing compared to hanging out with Joe Biden in Northern California. $175,000. That you get a picture, though, with that one, with the $175,000, you get a picture. It's a great honor to have your picture taken with Joe Biden. I know I had my picture taken with Joe Biden last year at the White House Correspondents Association dinner, and I didn't pay anything for that, I'm very happy to say. But, you know, I don't have that kind of money, the $175,000 or the $75,000 or the, you know, the pay to have your picture taken. I actually have my picture with a lot of different presidents, and I'm happy to say I didn't pay a dime for any of that. It was kind of part of my line of work thing. But that's not important now. Enough about me. We've got Joe Biden telling lies all over the place, and the New York Post is noticing it, but the rest of the news media, gang of fluffers that they are, they don't cover the news. They cover it up. It's pretty amazing stuff. What was the Washington Post? Their slogan is, it looks like a newspaper, but it's not. But they briefly tried out a new slogan, because I think they really adopted democracy dies in darkness. That's very dramatic and self-righteous and kind of high school. But they had tried for a little while. We don't cover the news. We uncover it, right? Like Uncola, 7-Up being the Uncola. Remarkable. Yeah, you cover up the news. You throw a blanket over it after you bash its head in with a shovel. That's what you do with the news. You bury it in a shallow grave near Las Vegas. That's not important, though. And this was big news. Biden makes debate comment. He may not be able to walk back as Las Vegas Aces event. Nobody's ever heard of the Las Vegas Aces. It's a women's basketball team, and that's why nobody's ever heard of it. But they had him because, you know, it's a race. They're racist, and he probably sniffed them, and he might have groped some of them, although they beat him up pretty good, I think. But he made a comment. He was asked by some random person, I have no idea who it was, hey, you going to debate Trump? And he said, oh, set it up. Set it up. Yeah, it's a setup. He's not going to debate. It's a lie. They've had, who was the liar from the White House? They brought out some woman from the White House last week to say, oh, yeah, he's going to debate. She was on some joke TV, cable TV like CNN or MSDNC or something. She was lying. Joe Biden was asked yesterday. He said, set it up. He's lying. The most important thing is that the news media almost universally lies along with him. The most corrupt institution in America, the Fourth Estate, the American news media. Amazing. But then President Trump, being made aware of the fact that Joe Biden said, set it up, we're going to have a debate. And President Trump came out and said, anytime, anywhere, pal. I think I added pal. But President Trump, he's ready to debate anytime. And RFK Jr., who again, the Democrats are assassinating. They're taking shots at him on late night TV last night. They're taking shots at him, the Washington Post, the New York Times, on MSNBC, and on The View, on entertainment television. The Democrats, because he's got 12% of the vote in polls, and the Democrats need to take him out, honestly. They need to, would it be in poor taste to say they're, you know, like doing a Sirhan? Because, you know, the Democrats, they paroled Sirhan last year in California, but Governor Gavin Newsom has not yet signed the paper to let him walk out the door of the prison there. We got a lot going on here today, and GOP governor fumes over Biden's threat to cut off Israel aid. Quote, he's negotiating with the terrorists, and he most certainly is. And he's betraying Israel, which is our ally. And he lied about that yesterday, too. He lies about everything. And they stopped the shipment of munitions going to Israel a couple of weeks ago now. And he's acting like, oh, we may have to cut it off in future. You already did. It's already cut off. He's even lying about that. Amazing stuff. Now, some good things happened yesterday. Senator Tom Cotton urges the House of Representatives to impeach Biden over the Israel weapons controversy, the Daily Wire headline, and the New York Post headline, Republican congressman drafts impeachment resolution over Biden's Israel aid threat. You know, I've got to say it's not just a threat because he already stopped the shipment, even though he said that they may stop the shipment in future. That's another lie because they already stopped the shipment. And that's what they impeached Trump for, the Democrats did. But Trump didn't actually cut off, but they said cut off aid to Ukraine. It was Ukraine. He became aware that Ukraine was funneling millions to the Biden family, and I played the audio again yesterday of Joe Biden threatening Ukraine that they wouldn't get $1 billion in loan guarantees from the United States unless they fired the prosecutor in Ukraine, the big national state prosecutor who was investigating Burisma, which was paying Hunter Biden $1 million a year for a no-show job and paying his buddy Devin Archer $1 million a year for a no-show job. And everybody knew, or President Trump found out back then, that there was this corrupt Biden family tied to Ukraine. And he said, you know, if the country knew about this, this could be bad for Biden, and the country should know about it because it looks like he's corrupt. Now, Well, we've got updates on that. And Joe Biden tweeting yesterday, and I just want to read a part of the tweet. This is no joke. Actually, that's actually in the tweet. He loves to say this is no joke. I'm not kidding. This is not hyperbole. Hyperbole is a big word for him, too. President Trump withheld congressionally appropriated aid to Ukraine. This is Joe Biden from back when the Democrats were trying to impeach him. And President Trump then, then former Vice President Biden tweeted, President Trump withheld congressionally appropriated aid to Ukraine. You're withholding congressionally appropriated aid to Israel. Unless they granted him a political favor. You need Israel to do you a political favor because of the vote in Michigan and the vote in Minnesota and apparently Nevada, too. It's the definition of quid pro quo. Oh, he's going all Latin on us here. This is no joke, Joe Biden tweeted back then. Trump continues to put his own personal political interests ahead of the national interest. Isn't that exactly what Joe Biden is doing right now? And Joe Biden continued, he must be impeached. Therefore, based on his own tweet, Joe Biden must be impeached. That's Joe Biden's tweet from back when President Trump made a phone call that the New York Times should have made, but didn't, about the Biden family's corrupt ties to Ukraine. And our news media did nothing about it because they're filthy corrupt. They make Stormy Daniels look legit and monogamous, honestly. So congratulations, and we've got I've got the Stormy Daniels update, and Joe Biden, a lie a minute in his CNN interview with Aaron Burnett, and more arrests on more college campuses because they love jihad, they love the idea of wiping Israel off the face of the earth and killing all the Jews. What was it that you know in Germany in Deutschland? Under Adolf Hitler's Socialist Workers' Party, they had the Hitler Youth. What should we call this generation, these people on college campuses? You know, Hitler's dead because the United States and Allied powers went in and wiped out the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler. But honestly, what are these? What's this generation of Americans? What are they? And they got. Turns out a lot of them aren't students. They got a lot of professional leftists. Oh, and also out of Sweden, I talked to you yesterday about the Islamists in Sweden. Good time to close the borders of Sweden and mass deportations. A violent mob of Jew-hating Muslims in Sweden, of all places, marching, chanting for death to the Jews. And you'll never guess who is there. Think of a Swedish activist. Can you think of any Swedish activist? There was a Swedish activist there with the jihadis in Sweden, and I will share that with you. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. When Kelsey found out she was pregnant, she wasn't sure where to turn. But after meeting with the counselors at a preborn network clinic, and after hearing her unborn baby's heartbeat on a free ultrasound, Kelsey chose life.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
By introducing a woman to her unborn baby on ultrasound, a baby's chance at life could double. If you have the means, would you please consider a leadership gift? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 unborn babies. To donate, just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com/plant. That's preborn.com/plant.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
The race between Biden and Trump is heating up. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax, exposing the secret billionaires who want to radically change America and the election. Billionaires like George Soros are playing a big role. But do you know their real agenda? These billionaires backed no-bail prosecutors, turning our cities into chaos. Now, Rob Schmidt exposes their dangerous plan for America. Soros wants to stop Trump, and he's spending big to do it. It's all in Rob Schmidt's series, The Secret Billionaires, on Newsmax tonight. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems. Remember, you can sign up for Newsmax Plus and watch it anywhere. With Newsmax Plus, you get Newsmax's great shows and much more. Millions are switching to Newsmax. Be one. Start for free. Just go to NewsmaxPlus.com. That's NewsmaxPlus.com and sign up today.
It's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill. A new engine can cost you up to $6,000, a new transmission up to $7,000. That's why you need to call our friends at CarShield right now. Call 800-896-6155 or go to carshield.com/LEVIN. With their A rating from the Better Business Bureau, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. If your vehicle is 20 years old or newer, in a matter of minutes, you can find coverage. Call CarShield for a free quote today. 800-898-6155. If my car breaks down, CarShield administrators have my back. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from sky-high auto repair bills. Call 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. Or go to carshield.com/Levin. carshield.com/LEVIN and save 20% today.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here, inviting you to a special financial briefing this Thursday. As a former CIA officer, I protected my country and family from threats for decades. Now I recommend that all Americans guard their financial security from threats to the U.S. dollar. During this exclusive summit, you'll get top strategies for safeguarding your wealth and creating a bulletproof financial plan. Call my friends at Advantage Gold today at 800-741-GOLD to register for free. Again, 800-741-G-O-L-D right now.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Is your child struggling with reading and comprehension? Call the USA Reading Clinic. In less than 20 minutes, the USA Reading Clinic can explain exactly why your child struggles with reading and how to correct the problem. In the first free call, the USA Reading Clinic will prove that your child can actually read at normal or advanced levels.
All I can say is if you have a child who's struggling, I can tell you it absolutely works.
Call for more information. 800-200-4028. That's 800-200-4028.
Come on. One of the coolest songs ever. All right, let's go to the telephones. A lot of Joe Biden, a lot of Democrat Party, a lot of news media hijinks to report today. Right now, let's go to Jeff calling from Hagerstown, Maryland. Jeffrey, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Great lead-in tune, Chris. Beautiful. All right, happy Friday to you. I was wondering if you had a chance to see the interview that Howard Stern did with Joe Biden.
Sure did.
Yeah. I turned it off right at the beginning when Howard Stern referred to Joe Biden, and he used this term of sorts that he was doing a great job as the father of our country or something to that effect. Well, unless I missed my guess, weren't they referring to Adenoid Henkel as the father of Germany in the 30s, or am I missing that?
Well, we are. Were there a lot of kind of 1930s Germany elements being unveiled in front of us right now? And Michael Piercy is making a face at me, I think, to indicate that he has that Howard Stern, Joe Biden moment.
You're the kind of leader I love because we're lucky to have you in the Oval Office and serving as the father of the country, because if you're a good father to your family, which you are,
he's
I
not.
Know you'd be a good father to the country.
That's pretty amazing stuff, Jeff. Yeah, he's such a great father. As he used to shower with his daughter at inappropriate ages. She became a sex addict and a drug addict. Hunter became a drug addict and dating his brother's widow and kicked out of the Navy. And he's such a good father to his family. He doesn't recognize at least one of his grandchildren, and he doesn't remember how many grandchildren he has. He gets wrong sometimes how many children he has. His family's a disaster. And he's the George Washington of our country. Pretty great stuff, huh, Jeff?
He's a real prince of a guy. He is. Hey, I got one more reference for you before we get off. I know you said that you were drinking some Schlitz malt liquor back in your day.
That's true.
Okay, so we used to get an 8-pack of Rolling Rock Pony bottles and a pack of Newports for $2. So that's
pretty good, man. Yeah, we used to get the 8-pack. You know, I don't want to talk about my high school education, but yeah, at lunchtime we'd go get a case of the 3 8-packs of the mini Schlitz malt liquor bottles too. Then I was kicked out of high school as a junior.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns Bucket by the River May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Sure that that's the case. But we've got a great number of things to get to today. I see there's another call on the line. Perhaps we should take as well. I just saw the nice question and it's an important question. It is, and it's something that came up. I brought it up maybe on Newsmax last night or the night before on the television show on Newsmax, 10 o'clock Eastern time. Tune in, panel show, and let's go to Lee calling from Leesburg, Virginia, not necessarily named for him. Lee, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Hold on a second, Chris. I got to get you off speakerphone.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Just cleaning my bathroom this morning, putting on a fresh coat of white privilege.
Congratulations to you. That's great. That's very nice.
Thank you.
White privilege gives us electricity and air travel and instantaneous global communications and, cures for diseases. It's white privilege is pretty good.
How about latex acrylic paint, too? I like that.
Definitely a white privilege thing. Definitely.
Question. You've opined on numerous occasions that Joe Biden will not be the nominee for the Democrat Party. But what you haven't mentioned is who the alternative substitute might be, or what that person might look like, or you haven't talked about how the Republican Party might be able to defend against this right now. And so I just wanted to get your opinion and have you flesh that out a little bit, if you would.
Well, I like the question, and I like the second part of your question even better, how the Republican Party might be able to address this even now. And I've got to say, I haven't given that a lot of thought, but I'll share whatever I can off the top of my head. And I've been saying for how long now, Lee? More than a year, certainly, that come Election Day, Joe Biden will not be the Democrat Party's nominee to be President of the United States because they know that he's very severely brain damaged and that he's not up to the job and that he reveals that constantly. And if we had a news media that ever told the truth, every American would be aware of the fact that he has no business being president of the United States. He knows it, or maybe he doesn't, because he's brain-addled. His wife, not a doctor, Jill Biden, knows it. The Democratic Party knows it, and they know it increasingly is a problem for them. And I have talked about this for a long time. I've noticed some other people in media recently have been saying, I don't think Joe Biden's going to be the nominee come Election Day. I'm like, well, you know, welcome to the party, pal. But what I've been saying that is that they've got a big problem. One of the big problems they have, Lee, is that the obvious person to step up and take his place would be the Vice President of the United States. And that is, unfortunately for all of us, and in particular, it's unfortunate for the Democrat Party right now because it's Kamala Harris. And she's not up to the task either. She and everybody knows that. And the poll numbers show that she's in worse shape than Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is in pretty bad shape in a lot of the polls, a lot of the national polls, a lot of the swing state polls, polls with African-American voters, in particular African-American men, doing poorly with Hispanic voters, who he calls Latinx. And Latinx voters want to see us take control of our border and control our country and not allow thousands of Venezuelan gang members to flow into the country and so on. So they know he's in big trouble. And they want Gavin Newsom because they all want to have sex with the greasy, oleaginous Gavin Newsom, who is the hair gel model from California. The problem, I mean, there are a lot of problems associated with him, too. California is a disaster. San Francisco is a disaster, where he comes from, former mayor. L.A. is a disaster. San Diego is a disaster. The economy is a disaster. Crime, homelessness, drug abuse. California is the economy. where they had more than $100 billion surplus a couple of years ago. Now they got nearly $100 billion deficit. He's driving the place into financial ruin, into cultural ruin, political ruin. And the news media doesn't care because they still want to sleep with him. And that's one of the things that the Democrats take into account when they put anybody up like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They see it largely as like a date-a-thon, speed dating. And, hey, who would you want to beep? And that's the person, the candidate that they put up, right? They want to put up Gavin Newsom, but he's a white man. And that's a big problem because the vice president is a WOC, a woman of color, you know, half black, half Indian from the subcontinent, the empire, you know. And they've got her waiting in the wings, but they know they can't choose her. So they're stuck, and they know that they're going to have trouble replacing her with a white man from California who's a disastrous governor. But they can cover that up. The New York Times and CNN and ABC, you know, George Stephanopoulos will help to cover all that up. They'll say, no, things are really going great in California. Gavin Newsom is the person they'd like to put in, but they have the problem with the vice president, with Kamala Harris, and the race gender thing. That's the problem with the Democrats. They're racists. They're genderists. They're insane. And then I've talked about Michelle Obama being the person that they'd really like to put up. She polls very, very well. But she's a bitter, angry, rich woman who has multiple estates, oceanfront estate on Martha's Vineyard. What is that, $14 million? The oceanfront estate in Hawaii that used to be the mansion in the Magnum PI TV show. They've got the mansion off of Embassy Row in the shadow of the main mosque in Washington, D.C. Barack Obama said the most beautiful sound he'd ever heard was the call to prayer from a Muslim mosque. He's not on our side. So that's the conundrum that they face, Lee, is when Joe Biden, and when, you know, I played this audio before of Joe Biden when he was vice president to Barack Obama, saying that if it came time for him to step down, he would fake some kind of an illness or something and then step aside. And he was talking about this when he was becoming president, right? Not when he was vice president, but after he was vice president. Yeah, December of 2020. So he had actually been elected president but hadn't been inaugurated yet. And Joe Biden, knowing that his brain was broke, said this.
When we disagree, it'll be just like so far. It's been just like when Barack and I did. If I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign.
Develop some disease and say after now, again, he lost the sort of the timeline on this because he's talking about when he was Vice President Barack Obama, and when we disagree, I'll invent some disease and I'll have to resign. But he was talking about that after he was elected in 2020 and before he was inaugurated January 20th of 2021. So he's had this tucked away in the back of his disabled mind for some time now. The problem the Democrats have, again, Lee, is that they can't make the nominee Kamala Harris because they know they'll lose with her. So they have to find some way to make her rich and have her step aside, too, so they can get, you know, Gavin Newsom, white guy, a disaster. But he's so smarmy and oleaginous, but he's got a good smile. He's got a TV smile and he's got politician hair. And he's tall, so they'll bring him out and they'll say, well, this is our guy. And the Democrats will vote for him because they want to give him an oil massage in a hot tub. And that's all they care about. Right? So, I mean, Lee, I still believe that they've got to get rid of Joe Biden before election day and put somebody else in there. But these are some of the problems that they face. So, and they say Michelle Obama doesn't want to be president because she's got such a great life now and she's so bitter and angry about everything. And her husband, you know, is still hanging out with Larry Sinclair. I just made that part up, but, you know, who claims that he had sex and did cocaine with Barack Obama when he was an Illinois state senator. But never mind that. That was swept under the rug too, because when you're a Democrat, none of that matters. But Michelle knows. And Michelle, the word is Michelle wants nothing to do with being president. But in the end, she might be given no choice.
Yeah. Well,
And otherwise, it's a wild card. Who do they find? The governor of Maryland is somebody that the Democrats really like. He's a black guy, and he's actually very smart, and he's the second mainstream African-American guy to come along who's articulate and bright and clean, to paraphrase what Joe Biden said about Barack Obama at the time. And they may have to drag somebody that we're not even thinking of right now from the bleachers and then let the media work their magic for them.
I think you're exactly right. I mean, I had a few thoughts on it. Number one is that they're going to have to find somebody that doesn't have maybe a long track record, and they could put on him or her whatever, make her or him or her whoever they want them to be would be one thing. But, you know, the Republicans at the same time have to defend against this now, which I think if they would broaden their attack on the Democrat Party as a whole, Democrat Party, their policies as a whole, it won't just narrow it down that Joe Biden is feeble, but it's that the Democrat Party is a nutcase for the country, and we can't afford to have them in control anymore.
Yeah, if the Republicans had any skills or any talent when it comes to messaging as a verb, one of those Washington words, then I think they would have already framed Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. I mean, look, all the crazy Jew-hating violence on college campuses and attacking police and taking over buildings, that's the Democrat Party. And when you point to that, they say, oh, no, it's not. Yeah, these are Biden voters. These are definite Biden voters, and the older ones there, and a lot of them are not college students. They're older professional activists, and they're Hillary voters and Joe Biden voters, and they're Obama voters, and they're Democrats. This is this should be tied around their necks the way that January 6th was tied around the neck of the Republican Party. But the Democrat Party has secured information dominance and cultural dominance and media dominance in the United States, not just the news media, but the late night TV and The View and daytime TV and every place else. But what do they do, Lee, when they realize that Joe Biden, and they realize already that Joe Biden, and he's losing in key swing state polls. He's losing in national polls. He's sinking in polls with black voters, black male voters in particular. He's sinking in polls with Hispanic voters. He's even losing women voters who he sniffs and sexually assaults and, you know, does all these things to. But when you have the media in your back pocket the way the Democrat Party does, that goes a long way. That's for sure. So, I mean, you know, one thing's for sure, we've got to stay tuned for the next exciting episode of American Politics, because you never know what's going to happen next. And the governor of Maryland is Wes Moore. And he's, you know, he's a lefty, but he's got talents and political talents. And he served in the Army. He was 82nd Airborne. Don't have a lot of Democrats you can say that about. He's a governor, and he's a black guy. So what more do the Democrats need, right?
You got it. Really, Wes Moore, I was thinking somebody like him. I was thinking actually like a Mark Kelly type of person or Kristen Sinema, someone who can pose as a moderate who might have some military or some heroic type of deed in their background, but yeah, at the same time is a radical.
Yeah, well, that's right. And Wes Moore might be that guy. Served in the Army, and he's a governor, and we elect a lot of governors to be president. And he's a black guy, so it takes care of the Kamala problem, right? And, you know, Mark Kelly's a white guy. He's still a white guy. And that's the Democrats hate white people. Most of them are white people, but they're self-loathing white people. And they've got to work the racial divide angle at all times. Racial balkanization is key to the Democrat Party's whole thing. Lee, thanks for the question. Good Friday question and Good Friday discussion. Thank you. And we've got Joe Biden, a lie a minute, coming up. Only one newspaper is paying attention to it. We'll share that with you. And more crazy Democrat hijinks coming up.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I- I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Haley, quote, Navage is the best thing I bought. I love it. My nose feels so clear now and I can breathe. I've been struggling with a stuffy nose for weeks. I bought Navage and it's amazing. Or this one. I use Navage every night. Could not imagine life without it. I have 5 cats and before I found Navage, I was a clogged mess. Now I breathe so much better. Unquote. Those are 2 of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. 3 things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to RoundHouseProvisions.com. Use code COMBO or text COMBO to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text COMBO to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLu is here for you. With DebtLu's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLu are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
It's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill. A new engine can cost you up to $6,000, a new transmission up to $7,000. That's why you need to call our friends at CarShield right now. Call 800-896-6155 or go to carshield.com/LEVIN. With their A rating from the Better Business Bureau, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. If your vehicle is 20 years old or newer, in a matter of minutes, you can find coverage. Call CarShield for a free quote today. 800-898-6155. If my car breaks down, CarShield administrators have my back. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from sky-high auto repair bills. Call 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. Or go to carshield.com/Levin. carshield.com/LEVIN and save 20% today.
Ah, yes. Soul Finger by the Barquets. Now, Joe Biden is threatening to, well, he's already cut off military aid to Israel. Now he says he's threatening to cut it off, but he cut it off 2 weeks ago. And he's saying that cut off a shipment of munitions to Israel. JDAMs, Joint Direct Attack Munitions. These are bombs that are dropped from airplanes as a rule. And they have guidance kits that will allow satellites or lasers to be used to guide the bombs to their targets so that they are precision-guided munitions and they minimize the civilian casualties. But the troglodytes, they gather the civilians around hoping that a lot of them will be killed because that's their game. They love death more than we love life. And let me share with you, I've got an extraordinary story I want to share with you. And Joe Biden's lies coming up as well. But there was a Senate hearing in 1982. That's in the previous century, many decades ago now. And at the Senate hearing here in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill, there was a senator who was still not young, a senator from Delaware named Joseph Robinette Biden. And Joseph Biden had the then Israeli prime minister in the dock and under oath, well, not under oath, but in the hearing room. And Prime Minister Menachem Begin was testifying, and Joe Biden threatened Menachem Begin back in 1982, just as he is threatening the current Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. And wait till you hear what Menachem Begin said to Joe Biden in 1982. It's a great moment in history, and it could not be more apropos of where we are today, more appropriate. I'll share that with you. And Joe Biden, a lie a minute in his CNN interview. That's
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.